Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, these weeks go by so fast. They just flick by like the blinking of an eye. Not even the blinking, the twinkle. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 7th day of August on this Friday edition, or Friday, August 7th, 2009. We have a special surprise guest in the last hour of the show today. Believe me, you don't want to miss it. And we have an even bigger surprise guest coming up on Monday that you do not want to miss. And I will just leave it at that for you. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi popping in on a host of issues in the next hour, the whole birther issue, the attack on Iran situation with Obama. Let me tell you, Corsi has his ear very close to the ground because he's in that camp that wants to go after him. So keep your friends close and the operatives closer, huh? And then we've got Bob Chapman coming on for his once-a-week visit with us on the economy in the third hour today. And again, the surprise guest coming up later. A lot of different economic news I want to go over. But first off, I told you last week and then this week that it was going to be big news that everywhere across the country that establishment Democrats and Republicans give speeches, they get booed off the stage by their own constituents. They get chased from the building. And by chased, when the whole crowd starts chanting and booing and yelling at them, the two or three sheeple out of 100, 200, 300 that actually support Lloyd Doggett, the congressman or Senator Cornyn, doesn't matter what party, they then start chanting. Because you'd have to be an idiot to support the establishment, a sheep. So as soon as they see the other people chanting against them, they start chanting. You can watch the videos. It's like they're peer pressure controlled. And the establishment can herd the slaves as long as they keep the illusion going. But as soon as the illusion dissipates, it is over for the establishment. So we're going to be covering that today. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv today. In the second, third, and fourth hour, we're going to give you 3 hours of simulcast at prisonplanet.tv for prisonplanet.tv members. Simulcast of this radio show that then goes into the living color via the web video at prisonplanet.tv, where all my films are posted and so much more. I want to thank all the prisonplanet.tv members. Here is the stack of news. They're finally covering it. Now, over the weekend and this week, they said it was all staged. They said it was only lobbyists being bussed in with no proof, total lies. Now they're admitting it's grassroots and saying they're scared and having the police arrest people. They think that if they, in Florida and Missouri and New York and New Jersey and California, I mean, the reports are just deluging in, pouring in, that they're having cops arrest people for no reason, including news reporters. And let me give you a little memo, government. That's only going to intensify. I know you, and what did they say 2 years ago when it's in the film Truth Rising? They said 9/11 truthers going to events and asking questions should be tasered, taken to offshore bases, and tortured. That was a talking point on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, all the major shows. And we have clip after clip in the film Truth Rising. They wanted to have a chilling effect and scare people. That didn't work, did it? And again, 9/11 truth, we are change, really modeling off of what I did back in the mid and late 90s, again, which we've been saying all the time. We want people to model after us and improve on what we pioneered and go out and take over these press conferences and events and speeches and ask real questions. And it's happening. Very exciting. And so now they're trying to intimidate and arrest people. That'll only intensify it. Good job, Redcoats. They did that back in the years leading up to 1776. Good job. And show us your tyrants. Show us your thugs. We're going to cover it all when we get back and a lot more. Big show today. Big finish for the week.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All I do is point out the asinine corruption and hypocrisy of the government, the media, the establishment. I mean, I point out just what's obvious. Over the last few months, we have seen Republicans and Democrats, we just observe the facts and report them, being booed off the stage, chanted off the stage. They then run out of the meetings because it's always so embarrassing. It gets on local media. And then here locally on TV and radio, I always hear in the newscast, a very mean, bad crowd who wasn't very gentlemanly and against our democracy was mean to the congressman or the senator or the governor. And they'll have the governor's spokesman or the senator himself or Lloyd Doggett going, it was all staged. These people are just hateful. And so I knew it was in the local news around the country. That's the great part about the internet. It ends the national news monopoly on information. So local news becomes national news. And that's what we post at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We try to give people a clear picture of what's happening in the United States and across the world, a snapshot. And in the last few months, I mean, I don't ever hear of a town hall or an event or a meeting where the people don't yell and scream and go after the politicians when they push blanket amnesty, anti-gun bills, the carbon tax, the government socialized health care, the fascist health care, really, the euthanasia health care. And, you know, we actually get the bills and post them. And then the people read the bills. And then they go and they hear the politician lie and say, that's not in the bill. In fact, I saw a clip yesterday I meant to play. Congressman Conyers, in fact, search engine this and pull it up. There's too many clips, too little time. Saying, headline should be, Conyers says we don't need to read the bills. Or says it's stupid to read the bills. And it was a video clip of him saying reading the bills is bad. I mean, it's like they're in an alternate dimension now. He said, what are you going to do? Read a 1,000-page bill? No, you pass it. I mean, it's like a capitulation to corruption. The lobbyist write a 1,300-page bill, and then 10 minutes before they're set to vote on the cap and trade, they bring the bill out to the full floor. And no one's allowed to read it. I mean, America is run by special interests that write the bills. And then it's now extreme and bizarre and bad to want to read it. And Obama gets up on TV and says, just get out of my way. Get out of my way on health care. I'm doing it. And I have the bill here in front of me. And we've gone over it. And it is absolutely 180 degrees the opposite of this country and what this nation stands for. And that's just a fact. And we're going to go back over it again today when Bob Chapman's on with us because it deals with financial issues. We'll deal with it for most of that hour. But and they engage in this hoax saying the economy's better and everything's fine. When every economic indicator, except for the stock market, shows that we're in free fall with the real economy dying. I mean, I've never seen a case in the last 100 years looking at history, and the news admits they've never heard of one either, where dead bodies are stacking up at the morgues in every major town and city because people don't have money to bury their own families. I mean, we're going back to pauper graves now that we haven't had in 100 years. The states and the counties are so bankrupt, the bodies are stacked up. Whole rooms of dead bodies. We can play the local newscast videos of this. Rooms stacked with corpses and body bags. Society unraveling. We go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll show people that image. It's up on Infowars.com right now. I mean, is that not an indicator of society collapsing? Whole neighborhoods in Michigan and Florida and California and Texas, and where 1 out of 5 houses is occupied and there's just for sale signs. Nobody, the people have lost their homes. The homes are just rotting. Massive job layoffs intensifying. And the media says the economy's great. Here's the headlines. I got a whole stack on the town halls being taken over. You are terrifying us. Voters send a message to Washington and get an ugly response. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. And the ugly response is the police come after you. Now they're saying, where is a rule tonight? I am saying no one is allowed to raise your voice. If you do, you'll be thrown out. And the cops run over and taser you or drag you out. Yeah, that's the American way, isn't it? And the media keeps saying it's so un-American to raise your voice. No, it's totally American. It's 110% freedom and liberty to yell at these criminals that violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution and do the opposite of what the people sent them there to do. Top Democrats denounce health care protest. AP, the Senate's most powerful Democrat, scolded health care protesters, dogging his party's lawmakers at local meetings, arguing that some critics of the political right have run out of ideas and ditch their civic manners. Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada accused the protesters of trying to sabotage the democratic process. See, oh, you're anti-democratic because you're democratically coming out and 90%+ are standing up and chanting they don't want it. That's sabotaging as they go out and brainwash the public. And the Federal Reserve's being booed at all these public meetings they're having. And then they say, oh, you're hurting America. Hey, go ahead. That crap isn't working. Nancy Pelosi says you're racist Nazis and AstroTurf. That isn't going to work. The polls show over 90% don't want the open borders. The polls show over 90% don't want the cap and trade. The polls showed 99% didn't want your banker takeover, and now they've stolen $23.7 trillion. The people don't want to turn their guns in, but you don't care. You've introduced the bills, and they found out you're lying when you say you haven't introduced them. You criminals just keep lying and just keep it going. Keep it going. And I've got all these video clips coming up. AARP organizers cancel listening session after participants refuse to keep their comments quiet. Six people, including Post-Dispatch reporter, arrested. St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a Lewis County police arrested six people, including a Post-Dispatch reporter. Oh, I'm sure they did something. During a demonstration Thursday evening outside a forum on aging of Representative Russ Carnahan of St. Louis. Two of the people were arrested on suspicion of assault. Yeah, that's the new thing. The politicians bump you and then arrest you. One of resisting arrest and three on suspicion of committing peace disturbances, police say. That means anything the cops want. And I've got stacks of this. They're just arresting people now. Oh, you shouldn't have asked Senator Kerry about Skull and Bones. Oh, you're peacefully leaving? Then they don't let him go. They pull him to the ground. He has his hands out peacefully, palms up, and says, "Don't tase me, bro." And they said, "No, you will learn to submit to the foreign banks. I'm a stupid security guard, $9 an hour, and I don't care if they're destroying my future. I love exercising power. I may be eating white bread and bologna every night. I may be full of mercury and partly brain damage at 35 years old as a security guard, but I love it. I'm going to tase you. I'm a thug scum." Post-Dispatch photographer Dawn Majors was at the scene and photographed the arrest. She was heard Wagman yell her name and say that she was being taken into custody. And so, again, you don't photograph cops beating people. You're going to jail too, slave. And they're probably going to bump her and say she assaulted them and laugh about it. They'll probably laugh on camera and not get in trouble. "You think you're going to stop our heist, lady? You're going to jail, too." See, and now the reporters who always love joining the system and making fun of the citizens and calling us extreme, you get to go to jail, too. And I've got other reports of reporters being arrested. Because, see, you don't photograph the thuggery. Tampa tempers flare over health care plan. And I got another one here, tempers flare over health care plan. This is out of the Detroit Free Press. Representative John Dingell was greeted with jeers and cheers. Yeah, like 90%. You can go to YouTube. There's hundreds of videos uploaded a day now of different events. I mean, there's no way to even cover it all. The people are on the edge of revolution, which means the feds are probably going to stage a false flag, and the flu may not be coming quick enough for them. I would expect, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm surprised they haven't launched a new war or staged a terror attack or blown up a city or something. I mean, look out for that. Just get ready. Look for feds truck bombing themselves so they can whine and suck their thumbs on TV and play the part of victims. Look for them bombing a federal daycare center or something. I mean, these scum are bottomless bottom feeders. And the illusion of them being our loving gods is imploding. And feds, I'm sure your sociologists have already figured this out. You can bomb yourself all day long. Everybody knows you're criminals. It's over for you, okay? A lot of your own people don't like what you're doing and are sick of it. So I just feel sorry for the feds they're going to bomb. They'll probably do another federal daycare center. It'll be real sad. You know, OKC, they love killing feds' children. Pelosi visits a lightning rod. Denver Post. U.S. House Speaker Pelosi visited a Denver clinic for homeless Thursday, visiting that Democrats are united in backing health care reform and brushed off a question on whether a conservative-led protest against reform have hurt the effort. See, there's the media saying the raucous conservative-led protest. Folks, it's Republicans and Democrats being booed, but I'm noticing the media, 9 times out of 10, only covers Democrats being protested. If the truth gets out, they're all finished.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
So the media is acting like nobody is portraying it as if it's dirty and dangerous and bad, that the American people don't want socialized, federal-controlled eugenics health care, that the American people don't want to pay more for electricity and carbon taxes directly to Al Gore's company, and the American people actually read the bills and found out there's anti-gun bills. I mean, the establishment is just really destroying themselves. They don't understand that they can't talk to us like we're three-year-olds anymore and just tell us to sit down and shut up and that we're going to go along with it. But the issue is this. We need to have an article written at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com by one of my writers showing all the YouTube videos of Republicans being booed off the stage and to explain that it is a bipartisan route and that these are completely organic, spontaneous demonstrations. I've talked to congressmen, I've talked to congressmen's aides. They say that citizens are coming to the House and Senate office buildings, going through the metal detectors, checking in, going through all the hassle to go in and sit outside their offices now every day, people that never did it before. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. I mean, how big of a story is this that not only has the media for months been just ignoring the fact that citizens are on the edge of revolt, now they're acting like it's dirty and bad to go let your Congress critters know what you think, and that it's staged, not spontaneous, and that it's only Republicans that are protesting Democrats. Because as long as they can make it a left-right issue, they win. But if we can force into the mainstream media that government has an 11% approval rating, Congress does, and that people don't buy the propaganda anymore, then that 30-40% of sheeple that won't wake up until they understand the majority has woken up, we'll even have them awakening and coming off the reservation, coming off the plantation. I want to go ahead and start playing some of these audio clips. Here is Congressman Conyers of Michigan in a press conference talking about how stupid it is to read the bills. I mean, this is like an alternate dimension of corruption. Special interests write them, and he just totally capitulates to it and says, what do you expect us to do, read 1,000 pages and have a lawyer there? Absolutely. Bills should be short and simple. You know, the media always frames it like, what is Congress doing? The people want Congress to get more done. So they pass hundreds and hundreds of major bills a year, each bill with, in some cases, thousands of pieces of legislation inside of it. I mean, the states are all passing laws to run our lives, to tax us, to control us, to micromanage us. The founders said gridlock was good, separation of powers, three branches of government. You don't want a bunch of people up there passing laws because they'll pass laws to steal your money or to shut down your business or to control your life. Now, here's John Conyers. Why would I read a health care bill? That's the quote. John Conyers, that's the name of the video online. It's up on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
I love these members that get up and say, read the bill. What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill?
Now, you see, that's their spirit, and they know what they're doing. It's desperation. There's nothing you can do. It's impossible. Exactly. We don't need this health care bill. How is it going to be administered, even if government was good and weren't a bunch of murdering eugenicists? How would it be administered by a government that can't read 1,000 pages? You can't read it, but I read it. You won't read it, but I've gone over it. We've written articles about it with the subsections. I read the Patriot Act and wrote the original analysis of Patriot Act 1 and 2, won the Project Censored Award for it. I mean, I'm a guy with a wife and children. I stayed up 3 nights. It took me 6 hours, but I scanned through it fast and read the sub areas and marked it up with highlighter. Nobody else had done it. I put it out. People couldn't believe it. Top lawyers went and read it, gave me credit, and said, Mr. Jones is correct. This is the absolute end of the Bill of Rights. How come I can read it? How come Ron Paul can read it? Now, I'll be honest, I didn't read the whole healthcare. I scanned through and the key sections and read probably 200 pages of it. I've now read probably 800 pages of eco-science. No, these criminals have to be stopped.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting serious. Huge development during the break. This is outrageous. I'm asking Kurt Nimmo, Aaron Dykes, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, everybody, today and throughout the weekend, to put all your attention on this. Because the country is on the edge of revolution. I can officially tell you that. Ron Paul agreed, the congressman, here 2 days ago, that he's never seen anything approaching this, and we are on the verge of flashpoint. And I had him on a month before that, and he wasn't sure. He said that we were rising, that liberty was rising, but he didn't know. Now he says, yes, we have the momentum. I also talked to him privately off air. He was laughing. He was incredibly happy. You heard him laugh last week when he was on the show, and you've never heard Ron Paul laughing. Because to see destiny happening, to know that we can win this thing, to know that we can bring down the private Federal Reserve and the New World Order and the Bank of the World is so exciting. But the establishment realizes this is happening, and they're going to stage a crisis. You can bet your bottom dollar and quick. I would say they may hit us next week. In fact, my spidey sense has never been in this much overdrive. as it is right now. I mean, this is bad. It's good. It's the best of times, worst of times, as one great literary mind once said. The best of times, the worst of times, because the people are waking up, but the videos are pouring in so many that I can't even keep track of them during the breaks. In the fourth hour today, we're going to cover this issue and play a bunch of these videos at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I need all my writers and everybody else out there, if you've got an alternative news site, we've got to take over the cyberspace like we do on so many issues now and force this into the media. We've already forced the fact that these aren't staged people standing up and saying no to Obamacare and cap and trade and other issues. And Ron Paul at CPAC gets up in front of the most hardcore Republicans and says the war was bad, the war is evil, and gets a standing ovation with, I would say, at least 85% of the crowd just absolutely clapping. See, the Republicans don't want war either. On every issue, the American people are together. 80%+ don't want war. 91% don't want open borders. 99% don't want banker bailout. Close to 85% don't want the cap and trade. Depending on the poll, it's 70 to 85. There's a bunch of different numbers, but the point is it's way past 70. We're all together. And that goes for cops and FBI and school teachers and bureaucrats. And it's not just an us against them. I get threatened by the out-of-control police at a very primitive level and tend to lash out, but that feeds into the globalist operation, just like left-right paradigm does. We've got to reach out to the military and police. You know, when the FBI was here last week, I started yelling at them a little bit. Not really meanly, but like being very stern with them and very on the edge of yelling. And then by the time they left, they were really worried just here giving me a subpoena. I halfway apologized to them. It's just at a primitive level. I know FBI agents murdered Terrence Yakey, cop of the year up in Oklahoma City, for exposing it was a government inside job. And I know there's bad, really evil units in the FBI that are very scary killers. They recruit out of special forces, but these guys weren't that. You know, the issue is that we've all got to keep our heads here. Why am I freaking out right now? Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen multiple videos now, and I realize that I saw one of these this morning and got caught looking at financial news and didn't even let this consciously register the magnitude of what I'm seeing. I was just reading to you out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, six people, including Post-Dispatch reporter, arrested at Carnahan meeting. Well, guess what? We now have the YouTube video shot by bystanders. Union thugs with police assault innocent people and then arrest them. This is the most hardcore mafia thuggish thuggism, anti-American stuff I can imagine. And I want to warn the thugs doing this. And I want to warn the big city machines. Your mafia has gone too far. And it's going to be just like when the Rockefellers had Pinkerton security people mow down protesters in the 20s and 30s and stuff. This is going to blow up in your face. And these police and these union people need to be brought to justice. You know, the media calls it a fight. And how this works is union thugs attack you, police attack you, and then they charge you. And so the headline is up on Infowars.com. Union thugs beat Patriot at Obamacare town hall in St. Louis. The media tried to get photos of it, so the thugs are like, you know, commanding the police, get that reporter, get her, so they can engage in the frame-up. I mean, everything that tyranny's made of, frame-ups, suppressing free speech, and then the media, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, even though it's their own reporter, going along with it, and then framing the good people. I mean, this is just so sick. But you know what? YouTube's there. And we know they're trying to shut it down and move to mainly Hollywood movies and TV, and YouTube admits they're moving towards shutting down free speech. That's why we've got the other video servers. That's why the establishment and Senator Rockefeller are saying they want to shut down the general public being able to upload. We better use the web now like we're not going to have it soon. The Cyber Command admits their main job is, quote, to shut down the web and to attack American bloggers. These are all quotes. Just Google Cyber Command to shut down web, and you'll have mainstream news saying, oh, yes, it's good. This is incredible. And so you have citizens showing up everywhere, and this is big city Chicago mafia that extends down into Indiana and Missouri, big city New York mafia, Miami mafia, Dallas-style mafia. It's government mafia, and everywhere you go, this even happened in the Doggett thing. You see some union thugs trying to push at women and trying to tell them, be quiet. And it doesn't work. Everybody starts chanting at the grocery store, so they back off. When I confronted Doggett years ago, peacefully with questions, he had a man and a woman poking me in the side while I was talking to him that worked for him. He acts friendly while their thugs go at you. And they want to make all of America like Chicago and New York, where the police rule, where the mafia rules everything, where the people are sucked off of. They want to break everybody's back, break everybody's will to train us to be domesticated. The effort to discredit and shut down opposition to Obamacare has gone from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's holding up artificial turf and House Majority Nancy Pelosi calling opponents Nazis to violence. During the demonstration Thursday evening outside a forum of aging called U.S. Representative Russ Carnahan of St. Louis, a Democrat in Missouri, a patriot was viciously attacked by union thugs. Healthcare reform opponents felt cheated after being locked out of the town hall, writes Ryan Witt of the Examiner. Yeah, they have these staged town halls now, and they kick anybody out that doesn't agree and then get on the news and say, look, everybody agrees. Some believe that the SEIU, Service Employees International Union members, were being let in instead of them. From my personal observation, at the office was allowing people who had RSVP'd beforehand to go in ahead of others. Yeah, that's how it works. They claim they're town halls, but they only mail them out to union members or to Democrats. And now they're having smaller stage town halls where only their employees are there, and then they call them citizens. The Democrat, Carnahan, packed the event and attempted to prevent the opposition from attending, as the video below shows. Acorn activists also received preferential treatment at the stage-managed event. It's all on video. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports people opposed to Obamacare were kept out because of the turnout, an assertion at odds with the above video. The back and forth between factions within the crowd created a carnival-like atmosphere. Yeah, it wasn't full inside. And outside, between the members of the movement opposing President Obama's policies and the groups who came to show support for the president's proposal. In a prepared statement after the event, the congressman characterized the opposition as disruptors and said that they had mobilized by special interests in Washington who have lined their pockets by overcharging Americans for broken health care system. Yeah, I'm getting hundreds of emails and calls and posts on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. You can go read them in the comment pages saying I'm paid for by big medicine. Actually, the big insurance companies, people want this. It's a takeover. It's fascism. Union thugs viciously attacked a patriot, Kenneth Gladney. I want him on, by the way, guys, who was handing out Gadsden flags. Ooh, the evil patriot flag outside the stage-managed event. The St. Louis Tea Party was also demonstrating against Democrats attempting to force Obamacare through Congress. As the video below documents, the disruptors were pro-Obamacare supporters, not the anti-Obamacare people. And it goes on, Kenneth was attacked on the evening of August 6th by Representative Russ Carnahan's town hall meeting in South St. Louis County, writes his attorney, David B. Brown, an email sent to InfoWars. So again, we have this because we were contacted by them, I should add. Kenneth was approached by SEIU representative as Kenneth was handing out Don't Tread on Me flags, By the way, we sell that T-shirt or make your own. In fact, that's it. I'm going to put up flyers that don't tread on me. They are so afraid of that, folks. They're so afraid of real American symbols because they're anti-American trash. Don't tread on me flags to other conservatives. The SEIU representative demanded to know why a black man was handing out these flags. Oh, even worse. Oh, because they've got to say everybody's racist that doesn't want to have eugenic shots forced on them. See, they're so afraid of everybody getting together. That's why they hate the Obama deception. The SEIU members, feels so good to get together with everybody to fight the New World Order. Everybody's welcome to fight the New World Order. The SEIU member used a racial slur against Kenneth. Oh, of course. Because liberals, remember, a real Nazi comes up with a ponytail and Birkenstocks. I'm not saying everybody with Birkenstocks and ponytails. Half my employees were Birkenstocks and ponytails. I'm saying the real Nazis dress like that and they're, oh, let me euthanize your black baby. Oh, I'm so liberal. Margaret Sanger wrote about that. The SEIU member used a racial slur against Kenneth, then punched him in the face. Kenneth fell to the ground. Another SEIU member yelled racial epithets at Kenneth as he kicked him in the head and back. Kenneth was also brutally attacked by one male SEIU member and an unidentified woman. The three men were clearly SEIU members and that were wearing T-shirts with the SEIU logo. And then it goes on how the police then responded and arrested the reporter to shut it down, but not before video of it was circuited away. Just like when the cop shoots that poor guy on the DART platform in the back at the DART train station. And they go grab everybody's cameras on camera, but they didn't know somebody was in a train stopped videoing it. Then they said they lost all the tapes. We're going to defeat you with our handheld systems. Just know that. You can even try to shut the web down. We're still going to deliver these to court. You're not going to be able to stop us, folks. It's over. Good cops have nothing to fear. Bad cops and government thugs, your days are numbered in this republic. You're going to be brought to justice. Kenneth supporters conservatives' ideals, although he subscribes to no particular political party, Brown continues. We are calling on SEIU representatives and the congressman and President Obama to condemn the racist actions of these union thugs. And it goes on from there. I want the lawyer on. See, I just started reading the article. I was watching the clip during the break. We have the original email from Kurt Nemo. So I want that lawyer on fourth hour if we can get him. And let's get this man on himself. So you got a black man out there against having the eugenics healthcare takeover. And so the crazy union people and the police can't stand for that. And so they go after him. And they go after him in a big way and then frame them and arrest them. So in America, you get beat up by political thugs and then you go to jail for it. And then the cops aid you in the cover up. Now, by the way, we have out of St. Louis the newscast with the district attorney and the sheriff in the county next to him saying, if you talk bad about Obama, we're going to arrest you. In fact, Kurt, great job on this article, but make sure you post that under. I mean, they go on the news and they say, in America, you don't talk bad about Obama or you go to jail. These people would love to turn us into the complete Soviet Union because then they get to move into your houses, take your farms, take your ranches. They're doing it all with the animal ID, premises ID. Look, what happened in Germany and China and Russia is happening here. There's no doubt they're trying. They control both parties, but right now Obama is their man. And Obama has taken them further than anybody ever has. But 7 months in, he is stalling up to his axles. And so they are going to get aggressive. They're going to try to intimidate us. And let me just tell the Obama thugs something. Keep it up. Show everybody you're the thugs. Falsely arrest Americans. Persecute them. Charge them for the crimes you've committed. Thank you for showing everybody who you are. Keep it up, Buster. And go ahead. And I know you're probably going to bomb something and say we did it very soon. I know you're going to stage some terror attacks so you can suck your thumbs and ban free speech and try to connect it to people that don't want your agenda. That isn't going to work. You've pulled that pony out, that one trick pony, one too many times. You know, you're a one hit wonder, broken record. You just repeat the same thing, same old song and dance over and over again. We're ready for you. Citizens, be on the lookout for feds and private mercenary groups who are all over the country staging terror attacks. Police, military, be on the lookout for your own personnel staging terror. And they're going to be targeting you. Police, they're going to do it during a drill. They keep having drills all over the country, especially Missouri, maybe the main target area. or it could be California, or it could be Oklahoma. These remain vector points we've been noticing. Central Texas, Belton looks like they may be involved in black ops with them. South of Temple. They'll have a drill where you're out with the army running checkpoints, and then they're going to have a group of mercenaries drive by and shoot a bunch of you. Then they'll put a patsy who they've drugged up on the news. You'll probably have some of my videos. Just watch out. If you see a federal vehicle driving by and you see a window start dropping down with a gun in sight, don't think they're your friends. They'll grease you in a minute. I'm telling you, I can see their setups. I know their combat operations. This isn't a joke. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot allow us to take over all their meetings. They cannot allow the image of the American people rebuking them to take hold or it's over. They are going to stage events. There is no doubt the revolution is starting in the United States peacefully of people shattering the illusion. And they're going to have union thugs and mafia police on the payroll assaulting you. And that's going to backfire. And they're going to bomb buildings and blame it on us. That may be even worse. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I can guarantee you they are probably already given the orders to carry out the operations. So watch out, everybody. Watch out for globalist corporate stage terror attacks so they can clamp down on us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are losing ground fast. We have light on our side. We planted the seed. We exposed the globalists. Now everything we talked about is coming true. The New World Order is openly being announced. And billions of people worldwide who laughed at us are now awakening. The enemy is going to strike back. You can absolutely guarantee that. They're already striking back with thugs and police Imagine they beat you up just out of the blue, punch you right in the nose, and then they take you to jail. Oh, it is so sick. And it's the video. Doesn't lie. And we've got the lawyer coming on later in the show. We're lining that up right now. Dr. Corsi's coming on at the 8 after. We're going to open the phones up later. We got Bob Chapman popping in on this Friday edition. I haven't even gotten into all the other news that I'm going to be covering, but I'm just now beginning to realize that the revolution's on, the awakening's happening, and this is just the beginning. And the enemy is acting like a dictator. Like Mike Rivera likes to say, the quickest way to bring down a dictator is make him act like one. This beating men and women up and punching them in the nose because they dare protest on a street corner. And the cops all over the country come up and say, you're not allowed to protest. But then if you're pro-government, you can. They say, well, you got to have a permit. Permits started in the last 50 years to if you wanted to have a Macy's Day parade and block the road. But then they tried to say, oh, you can't even have a sandwich board on the corner without a permit. It's all a First Amendment violation. It's a load of bull. And I don't care if your black uniform and submachine gun says you're going to stop us. You're going to be brought to justice. So I advise everybody out there in the system, you better decide which side you're on right now. Because your bosses will kill you in a minute. Your bosses will take your pension funds in a second. You better team up with the American people. It's still not too late. All we're asking you to do is that when union thugs punch some innocent person in the nose, you don't have to arrest the person that got punched in the nose. You can arrest the union person. But you were told to help them, weren't you? Because in St. Louis and surrounding areas, it's run by the Chicago mob. And everybody knows it. And so now the cops are reduced to Chicago thuggery. And that's the system they want to bring nationwide. Training you to get down and lick the mafia boots when they say jump. The Daily Style crime machine comes to America with the Daily Crime Boss. Right out of the Daily Machine, Barack Obama. He said, hey, we got the clip coming up where he says, get out of my way. I'll take you to jail. Not only will I knock your teeth out, I'll have you taken to jail. Before we end this hour, the Obama fascism, ObamaInfoWars.com, Obama New World Order, Obama Joker shirts are the most virally selling shirt I've ever offered. It is crazy. The first batch is being tracked by UPS to arrive today. We've already ordered more, being printed up today, and on the weekend we'll have those in next week. So we already sold out of the order I put in Monday. This broke Monday. I said, that's a great idea. Put the order in. They're arriving today, shipping out on Monday. We already sold out. We already put another order that's coming in Tuesday. So the only place to get these shirts, because we're the ones that made them first, we've got them. I guarantee you the other manufacturers don't have them. Get your orders in now to get the Obama Joker shirt first. We got 8 different things to choose from with In the Fed on the back, Stop the Criminal on the back, Wake Up Before It's Too Late on the back, Infowars.com. You also fund our operation here in the Central Texas HQ. And it gets the word out on the street. So get your Obama Joker shirts at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We'll be right back with the second hour. Keep it locked in. I can feel the rebellion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe. Great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is incredible to see this happening. Democrats and Republicans are being booed off stage. Then they always run from the crowds for over 90%, whether it's Senator Spector, Senator Cornyn in Texas, whether it's Congressman Doggett in Texas, Congressman Castle. It's happening everywhere. I mean, the reports are pouring in so fast, I can't even keep track of them. We need to create a little side banner on InfoWars and just chronicle the videos and news articles about this. Now out of St. Louis, a town outside St. Louis, union thugs with Obama people beat up peaceful listeners of mine. We've been contacted by the listener's lawyer. We have the video of him being beat up. Then they arrest the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter because they were a witness, but thank God a video from a distance got out of there. Just like when they attacked the We Are Changer with a wheelchair, and then luckily witnesses came out and that got defeated in court. So they attack you, and then you go to jail. Just amazing tyranny and frame-up. The establishment is using Chicago, big city, New York, big city, mafia machine, daily crime machine, thuggery, to try to enforce this and bludgeon people into submission. And it's time we stop cowing. It's time we stand up and say no. Or the sky's the limit with these crooks. Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us in the next segment, and Bob Chapman with his weekly financial visit with us. I'm going to go over the health care plan again and show the lies of Obama. That is all coming up. And then in the fourth hour, we're going to be breaking down a bunch of different videos and audio for the radio listeners, but video for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of these bipartisan groups going after Republicans and Democrats alike. The media is desperate to make this a partisan issue. If it comes out that it's both parties that people hate and that the system across the board is doing the opposite of what the people want and what's constitutional, then all support for these crooks will collapse and they are not going to be able to continue their looting. Now, they've already stolen an irrevocable $23.7 trillion. But we have to come out and say that debt is fraudulent and triage it and it's not going to be paid. All these idiot foreigners are emailing me going, but you owe that money to us. What do you mean don't pay it back? The same banks have been ripping you off of the bailouts. You're not getting any of that money. That's like rednecks that are like, I like it. We're in Iraq. I'm getting oil. No, you're paying for the oil companies to get the oil. You're getting nothing. Stop thinking you're part of the system. There's still a lot of you out there who are delusional and on power trips and think you're part of the system. And you play mind games with yourself that you're part of the system. And so you feel like you're powerful by extension through Obama, or you feel like you're powerful through George Bush, and you get in these two camps as the elite play us off against each other. So the media first said these were all staged. Now they're having to admit they're not staged. Now they're falling back and saying it's only partisan. No, it's not. The Republicans are being booed off the stage, but the media won't report on it. The only Republicans not being booed off are people like Ron Paul and Gohmert. And Senator DeMitt, who are actually saying no to cap and trade, no to open borders, no to gun grabbing, no to socialism, no to the New World Order. If you say no to the New World Order, you're on a bed of roses. If you say yes to it, you get run out on a rail. It's simple. There's nothing more American. I want to thank some sponsors before we go out to break and come back with Dr. Corsi. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can happen in a hurricane. Snow, ice storms, electrical power can go off, with all the talk of depression, war, all this other crud. It's good to have some solar backup systems. You can get an emergency backup power kit. which consists of the Power Source 1800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas in a blackout. Gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call toll-free, 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. I am fired up. Man, this is 1776 all over again, but peaceful, just like it was before 1776. But the Redcoats punched one too many people in the nose. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have 2 hours. 52 minutes spanning out the forest today. Bob Chapman joins us to break down what's happening in the economy and the government takeover of healthcare. We're going to go through point by point in the next hour. And we have some surprise guests coming up in the fourth hour today. We're now simulcasting live, not just on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, XM Satellite, and, of course, the Internet at Infowars.com. We're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv live right now and also archive this. By the way, I never had a T-shirt sell like this. We ordered a whole bunch of them. They are UPS delivery time today. We put the order in to make them on Monday. They're delivered today. Over the weekend and Monday, we'll ship them out. They just sold out this morning. We put in another order. They'll be here next Tuesday. We were the first to say, take that Joker face and put it out with socialism, with New World Order, with fascism, with End the Fed on the back, with Stop the Criminal, Obama on the back. We've got 8 different shirts. based on the Obama Joker, and they're very upset by it. We've launched a $1,000 prize that we'll announce next Friday. Have your email contest at Infowars.com, and we'll pick the winner and announce it Friday. The best YouTube video showing yourself putting up the Obama poster with Infowars.com. You can print the flyers off at Infowars.com. Using the Obama poster that says Infowars.com, and you can smatter in the fascist and socialist one. Just make sure Infowars.com is included. We have a whole bunch of different free flyers there in color. Download them, print them off. Whoever puts up the most in the most visible area will win the $1,000. Okay, we're going to take that all into consideration. And put your videos out on YouTube. Print the flyers off. $1,000 contest. We'll announce it 7-8 days from now, next Friday, here on the show. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Very, very exciting. And get your T-shirt at Infowars.com. Get your order in. We'll ship it out to you next week. We've already sold out of these. Everybody that ordered Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they're sold out. But we just put another order this morning. Our place is printing them today, shipping them out Saturday and Monday. So we'll be shipping them out to you on Tuesday. These are just now arriving today, and they're already all sold. Get your order in now to get the Infowars.com Obama Joker picture. You know, they're calling it racist. They're calling it evil. The Democrats put out Bush as a joker. They put him out as a vampire sucking the blood of Lady Liberty. We actually like that image and posted it. We're nonpartisan. We don't like anybody who's for the New World Order. And so we're not putting up a political correctness. We put out posters all over South Congress last night. That's going up on YouTube tonight. We're actually out doing it ourselves. Rob Dew and Jason Douglas did a great job. I put up a few last night. We're going to stand up against this criminal because they're trying to bring America down with the open borders, the North American Union, the Obamacare, the cap and trade. And an expert fighting this, he writes for WorldNet Daily. He puts out the great Red Alert newsletter, which is excellent. He's a best-selling author many times over. He wrote The Obama Nation. He wrote The Late Great USA that we sell at Infowars.com, the latest edition. He is Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us for the balance of the hour to talk about the NAU meeting on Mexico that nobody's talking about, but he's covering. I'd mentioned it a few weeks ago, but had kind of forgotten about it. We're going to talk about how they're beating up people with the police that are now against Obamacare on video and then arresting those they beat up. We got the lawyer coming on later. One of our listeners, they contacted us, and we have the video. This is happening everywhere. And he's going to cover, of course, the birth certificate, what he really thinks is going on there. Dr. Corsi, it's great having you on with us.
Alex, it's great to be back. Thank you.
You bet. Out of the gates, let's get into what's happening with demonstrations everywhere, truly spontaneous. I've had neighbors and friends that went to them with the Lloyd Doggett last weekend at the Randall's grocery store. I didn't even know about it till I saw the video. I talked to my neighbor, talked to one of my dad's employees who was there. Most of these are Democrats because they only sent letters out to them. They're mad, and the media is trying to spin it, saying it's staged. What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, the people who are showing up at the town hall meeting are average Americans. They're middle-class Americans who are upset predominantly about the health care. They're very concerned that this takeover of the health care system is going to give them poorer health care, cost more in taxes, and the seniors are very concerned it's going to end up being rationing of health care to seniors.
Well, Daschle said that in his book. It's in the bill, and this is nothing but eugenics. I mean, even Fox News has said it's eugenics. The doctor they had on, I mean, this is the government running your health care. I can't think of anything worse with these control freaks.
Well, and I don't think people want a 28-year-old bureaucrat making decisions on what health care they can get, especially seniors. It's the history of countries that have had government-run health care is that health care is going to be rationed. And it's been pretty clearly stated, I think, in the whole intention of this bill, that there's no way people can be provided this universal health care unless there is rationing. Obama said it. Now, to get back to the issue, what we're finding at WorldNet Daily, and I'm continuing to get emails through the day of various SEIU union employees attending these rallies. I guess a series of rallies last night were attended, and the SEIU attendees appeared to be the ones causing the disruption and the protest. They were the ones pushing and shoving and shouting and screaming. In fact, there's one video I've gotten that shows one of the SEIU anti-protesters being arrested by the police for disrupting, causing disruption on the scene. So there's pushback here from the White House. Also, Paul Krugman's article in the New York Times today, which I thought was particularly offensive to the protesters, saying that this was just white, angry, racist, you know, redneck Republican.
No, my listener is black. His lawyers contacted us. There's video. They run up and beat him and say, how can an N-word be at a meeting against Obama and punch him in the nose?
In fact, I've seen that video on the Internet. That's now playing on the Internet.
Yeah, we have it on Infowars.com. Go ahead.
Okay, and so, you know, if the White House is taking the position that any, and this is what I wrote in Obama Nation. It's been going on since in the campaign. Anyone who politically objects to a position taken by President Obama or candidate Obama is by definition called a racist by their supporters. So, and now with the White House putting up this scene, you know, this site to turn your neighbors in, report people who don't agree with President Obama, this flag at whitehouse.gov, and President Obama had a clear opportunity. He could have said to Nancy Pelosi, quit demonizing the town hall protesters by saying people showing up with signs and swastikas and portraying them as if this is a right-wing organized effort to object to Obama by a small group. It's not the case. This is a very broad-based reaction. And if you take a look honestly at the numbers, the president's poll numbers are plummeting. He's now down to about 50%, and those are
lower in some polls. I've seen him as low as 45 in some, but you're right. Rasmussen and Gallup, he's at 50.
The Quinnipiac University just came out. They are about 50%. That was this week. I think that was reported yesterday by Fox. And the dropping, which is dramatic, I mean, the approval rating was about 63% when President Obama was inaugurated in January. Now this is a more precipitous drop than even Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was into August before he hit under 60, and now President Obama's risking hitting under 50 in August of his first year in office. So this is a dramatic polarizing, and President Obama's ending up being not the uniting president he came on saying he was going to be, but probably one of the most divisive presidents we've ever had. And I think the attempt by the White House to demonize those middle-class Americans who show up at town hall meetings to express their grievances with this health care plan, if they're going to be demonized by the White House, I'm wondering why President Obama's numbers are as high as 50, because they're going to drop.
By the way, at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm playing the video of a black man being attacked for being against the health care. This is the democracy of Obama. And let's remember, it was St. Louis where they had the prosecutors and the sheriff in the county announce on TV themselves that they would arrest people that they deemed were being dishonest about Obama. That, of course, would be a civil matter. If Obama thinks you're lying about him, he has to sue you. But no, the police said they'd be judge, jury, and executioner. And this is shocking video of the union thugs attacking people. And what's even more shocking is, then the police arrest one of the reporters who is covering it, and it appears to then persecute some of the people that are being attacked, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and the irony here is that, you know, President Obama is supposed to be he portrays himself as the community organizer in chief. I mean, the films about him, the, you know, films maturing into office, all the stories about his community organizing efforts in Chicago. Obama was working in Saul Alinsky organization, which is about as radical to the left socialist organization as you could get.
Yeah, his rules for radicals is dedicated to Lucifer.
Correct. It's dedicated to Lucifer, who Saul Alinsky calls the first radical. And among the rules, you know, basically the advice from Saul Alinsky is cut your hair, put on a business suit, act like you're going to be a moderate and get elected. And then when you get elected, break all your campaign promises, because you only said those on a Machiavellian principle that people believe what seems to be the case. so seem to be moderate. Then when you get into office, redistribute wealth and put central government control over the economy. And as I wrote in the Abomination, that's how Obama was trained. Now, that community organizing, or ACORN, or SEIU, the Obama administration, which is extremely far left, that's all fine. But if middle Americans speak up at town hall meetings, then they've got to be demonized by the White House as if they were, you know, right-wing, organized, redneck, Nazi thug, which is ridiculous.
Well, and they also mix the term Nazi in with redneck and rural and white, as if being redneck or white's a bad thing.
Exactly. Racist. They're mixing all these terms together to demonize middle Americans who are just...
Got a break, doctor. Stay with us.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
30 minutes of the show today, we have the lawyer for the black man that got beat up and is now in the hospital, beat up by Obama supporters, calling him the N-word and beating him, saying, how dare another N-word come to one of these events? It's just absolutely incredible. And this lawyer is a listener of the show. The man that got beat up is a listener. So that's great. They now contact us. He's going to be on Fox News right before he comes on with us, right before 2:30 Central. That's what he told us. So this story is going mega viral. And I tell you, it doesn't matter if it's the castle being booed off the stage. That's our listener sends us the video. Lloyd Doggett, our listeners. You want to talk about stage, it's my listeners. And I'm not telling them to go out and do this. This is their First Amendment right to do it. But it's not just our listeners, it's everybody across the board. Dr. Corsi, continuing, how is the establishment going to counter this? I mean, do you think Obama will stage a crisis or something? I don't see any other way. He is falling faster than any other president. He's lower than Bush was at this time, lower than Jimmy Carter. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The hoax that is Obama is deflating monstrously fast. What do you see them doing?
They're going to have, what he's going to do immediately is on Sunday, he's headed to Mexico. We've got another meeting, which should be the Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting. They've renamed these meetings now, Alex, as you know. They're calling it the North American Leaders Summit. As I reported on WorldNet Daily and also my Red Alert newsletter, I've got articles saying that there's a plan that has been advanced by several of the think tanks saying, the attention that we've brought, your show has brought, others have brought on the Security and Prosperity Partnership is, you know, this North American Union agenda, that the exposure has hurt the integration effort. So they've really changed the name, North American Leaders Summit. They've downgraded the meeting. It's no longer Security and Prosperity Partnership. If you look at the website, spp.gov, they've got a notice on the website that they're in the process of reformatting the site. So they're even going to do a public relations makeover, the Department of Commerce, the Security and Prosperity Partnership website.
Well, Dr. Corsi, let me ask you this.
All under the radar.
All under the radar. That's my point. All under the radar. This seems like to be one of their only tricks. They've got five or six tricks they do. I mean, you could count them on both hands. Take the North American superhighways, the Trans-Texas corridors, the NAPA superhighways. First they announced it 10 years ago and said it was great. People said they didn't want it. They said it didn't exist. Then they changed the name again. Then, they said they'd canceled the program, but in the same article announced they were just renaming it. I mean, SPP is now going to change their name. This is just incredible. I mean, people are seeing through this.
Well, and Reuters is running a press release now, because there's only things coming out about this meeting in the last hours before the meeting happens. I mean, I can't see anything on television or any announcements really from the White House that this is a big deal meeting. It's very low key. But on the agenda is that the Mexican trucks are going to come back into the United States. I've reported on this in Red Alert and in WorldNet Daily. No one seems to be, you're covering it, Alex, but very few are, that there's going to be reintroduced legislation. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has now gotten it through all the internal Obama administration departments. And as you recall, the money was taken out of the Department of Transportation to Democrats. It was North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan. And also Peter DeFazio, in the House, leading the effort to take out the money from the Department of Transportation budget to discontinue the Bush administration Mexican truck demonstration project. Now the legislation is going to say they have new rules, and suddenly the Mexican trucks are going to be safe under the U.S. Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance standards, which is a joke. Mexican trucks don't meet standards with brakes or with equipment in other capacities. They don't meet hours or time on the road.
Doctor, as you know, you've been to many of these events and covered them and written a best-selling book about it, The Late Great USA. Even if they did a great job, which they're not, it's unconstitutional, it's criminal to take our liberty, our freedom, our sovereignty, and give it to these unelected boards. Reuters is reporting on it, but they're acting like it's just an anti-drug summit, which is what Pasteur, our arch enemy, your nemesis, wrote about in this plan, how they would use crises, drug war, flu and economic collapse to bring this in.
And the Reuters has put the drug issue right at the top of their press release. Mexico's drug war, what this is evidently being billed as being about. But it's, again, it should be the, I believe, the fifth meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership annual summit.
Amazing. Tell us more about it. You're the expert on this. When we get back with Dr. Jerome Corsi, then we'll get into the latest birther issue. Dr. Corsi's been doing in-depth research with the state of Hawaii.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. I do an abbreviated Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dr. Corsi, I want to continue with the SPP, North American Union meeting going on. You know, for years they would deny that even existed, and then you and others, Judicial Watch, sued, got their internal documents. There they were, saying it's a North American Union, a global carbon tax. We got to keep this secret from the public. I mean, very incriminating, especially the Banff Canada meeting. And again, your book, Late Great USA, latest edition out. We carry that discounted at InfoWars.com in the online video bookstore. But you also are writing on the most up-to-date stuff at WorldNetDaily.com or WND.com and also in your newsletter. Tell us about some of those places we can check out your work.
Well, the newsletter is the most recent. It's RedAlert.WND.com, RedAlert.WND.com. Subscription newsletter, I'm writing it every week. There's also a bar on the WorldNet Daily homepage, the gray bars on the left. It's under $100 for the year, so it's about $2 a week. You can also subscribe weekly. And thank you for asking, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. I hope folks check it out. What new book are you working on right now?
It'll be out in October. It's called America for Sale. I've written it. It'll be out. I'm covering globalism, the New World Order. It's right on the themes you cover, Alex. I think you're going to find. I'll come on the show and be with you for a special interview when the book is out in October. America for Sale.
All right, great. Okay, finishing up with the whole SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, now called a leadership conference, spinning it, secret meeting behind closed doors. They've set up, you know, this multi-merger of the parliaments and the congresses of the three nations. Where is their program, as best we can tell? Are things going well for them? How is this integration into the world government going?
Well, I think clearly the exposure, Alex, that we've all given to this, you know, your show has been a major influence. As, you know, the books I've written that you've referenced, we've all made it clear to the American people that the Security and Prosperity Partnership is a North American integration effort. And the exposure hurt the ability of these secret working groups to, in private, without the public involvement, without transparency, no public representatives at all, closed doors, to set North American administrative rules as a prelude to a European Union-style government and even a new currency like the Amero. Now, also, I think the recession, which is a failure of the global economy, it's going to have a very hard time recovering because so many structural unemployment has created so many jobs in the middle class that are simply gone, manufacturing jobs that are not going to return because the multinational corporations have found slaves somewhere in the world that can do those jobs cheaper than Americans. Now, when you put all this together, the agenda among the globalists is still advancing, and Obama is clearly a globalist. Remember, Alex, he campaigned, President Obama, when he's campaigning, he had Pennsylvania and Ohio, Michigan, said he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. He even fired Austin Goolsbee, his economic advisor, who during the campaign went to Canada and said, wink, wink, that's just a campaign promise. Well, Austin Goolsbee's back in the White House. He's hired, he's part of the administration with the Council of Economic Advisors, and it was always wink, wink. President Obama very quietly on Sunday, now, probably the least newsworthy day in the week, is going to go to Mexico and have this big summit. Why doesn't he do it on a Tuesday or Wednesday?
I was about to say, Dr. Corsi, usually they act like it's the second coming of Christ when, you know, he even goes for a hamburger to play golf or especially to a foreign country. But there's almost no coverage of this. One Reuters article, some of the stories you've written, this radio show. That is, you know, really a big indicator of what's going on here. But just going back to the psychology of Obama, how he said he was going to end NAFTA and GATT, and now he's fighting to reauthorize it. How he said he wouldn't push any gun bills, and all he's done is introduce them. How he said he wouldn't hire one lobbyist, and now he's hired nothing but lobbyists. More liberal rules on lobbyists writing bills than Bush had. Secrecy about who visits the White House. A new level of Cheney-level secrecy. Lying about the Patriot Act, lying about warrantless wiretapping. I mean, this guy is just, he makes Bill Clinton look honest.
Well, and he's not ruling from the center as Bill Clinton did. This was my central argument in the Obama Nation. This is a far leftist ideologue who was raised in a Saul Alinsky environment. Read his own Dreams for My Father. He says his intellectual formative years were reading Malcolm X, Stokely Carmichael, Black Power, Franz Fanon, the African anti-colonial writer who was a socialist revolutionary. I mean, this is where Barack Obama comes from. And to imagine that he was going to keep any of these campaign promises, only people who'd never read Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals would imagine that Obama was meant anything he was promising during his campaign. He was saying all of the right things so people would say, oh, he'll just be another moderate Democrat who will rule from the center, when that couldn't have been less true.
But Dr. Corsi, isn't it more than that? I mean, isn't that just his left cover? And I understand he came from that poverty pimp foundation system. The foundations create that fake, organic, liberal M.O. to pimp out and control their local slaves and to use them as political weapons to menace the middle class into submission in the major urban centers. I mean, isn't Obama getting four times the money of John McCain, just a total corporate, slick-tongued Harvard lawyer? I mean, I know you're from Harvard, too, but I'm not bashing Harvard. The point is, isn't he just a corporate shill? I mean, you think he really is a communist?
His top advisors come from Wall Street for Barack Obama. Look at the list. You've got Goldman Sachs. You've got many of the banks even that were involved in the bailout. You've got lawyers from top law firms in Washington and New York. Barack Obama drew money, just like John McCain did. They both did, from virtually the same Wall Street banker lawyer group. George Soros also funded John McCain. I wrote that and documented that going back into World Net Daily before the campaign.
Sure, so they own both fighters in the fight.
No matter who won, Wall Street and Soros and won, the globalists won.
But you're saying at his core he is a...
He's just a leftist. He's a socialist at his core. That's what I've always argued. When he gets the opportunity to rule the way he wants to rule, he forget all the campaign promises. Now it's full steam ahead with the Mexican trucks. They come across the border. He flies down to Mexico on a stealth agenda on Sunday to hold what should be a Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting. They haven't taken the website down yet, SPP.gov. in the Department of Commerce, but they're announcing they're redoing it, a complete public relations makeover.
But that's what I'm saying, is that he's got goons everywhere beating people up. The reports are confirmed out of Missouri, New York, California, Texas. I mean, he really does want an army of Obamanoids out there knocking people in the head. This guy, I mean, I know you and Webster Tarble and many others said he would do this.
Yes.
But to actually see brown shirts in America, to actually see them running around beating everybody up and police on the news saying, don't talk bad about Obama or we'll arrest you. Do you ever feel like you're going to wake up in a Twilight Zone or Outer Limits episode, Dr. Tarp?
Sometimes it does feel bad. But, I said that the community organizers, and you've got to realize, Alex, I've been dealing with the leftist community organizers back to the 1960s. For me, this is four decades of fighting this issue.
But now they're not the hippies out in the street. So now they're not the hippies out in the street. They're now the police.
They grew up. They put on business suits. They got into the power establishment. And it's okay now for them to take billions of taxpayer money and give it to Acorn. Billions, and make sure that they can still community organize from the far left. But if anybody, including ordinary citizens, grandparents, show up at these meetings, not organized, not paid for, not professional agitators, then what happens is the Obama people demonize these senior citizens and others attending the town hall meetings, and they send out the SEIU and other left-funded community organizing groups or unions or Obama supporters of one kind or another to harass, beat up, and cause trouble, disrupt the ability of ordinary middle-class Americans to go to these town halls and to express their grievances. That's what the left has always done. The left is, the Obama far-left community organizer is not about free speech.
It's a Chicago big city machine enforcer?
Yes, and with the background of a socialist ideology that if you do not agree with, you're by definition an enemy of the state.
Well, that's what they were saying, is they ran up to this black guy on video and said, how can a black guy be against Obama, and then called him the N-word and punched him in the nose.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the whole issue is the race, you read Paul Krugman today in the New York Times, and so the middle-class people attending these town hall meetings are defined by Paul Krugman as racist. Anybody who objects to Barack Obama is racist. But yet, if you know you want to advance that argument, the expectation from the left is that they're going to get 100% of the African American vote. And any African American who dares be conservative and object to Barack Obama is going to get doubly demonized by the left.
Well, yeah, I was reading the Post-Dispatch and other articles and made a slight mistake. They did arrest a reporter who didn't deserve to be arrested, and they did arrest some of the people who were against against what Obama's doing with health care, but they also did arrest one of the people that did assault the innocent Tea Party person. So the police did appear to do a better job. So good for them.
And the police are usually, I mean, my experience with the police in America is the police are doing their best to try to preserve order. The police are trying to maintain a peaceful situation. So the videos I saw, even with the FBI protesters causing trouble at a couple of these rallies over the last couple of days, the police have done everything they can just to quiet things down and to be even-handed. But the police are being put into an untenable situation if the far left is going to call out its thugs to try to disrupt these meetings so that they appear to have been disruptive from the beginning. They're not. These are angry people.
That's why they're doing that. That's right. In fact, the news,
sure.
When I read the Pittsburgh Post-Dispatch, their own reporter got arrested for no reason. And then the Post acted like that was a good thing, and the Post is just incredible. I mean, it's incredible how they distort. And meanwhile, I'm sure you've seen all the articles. We have a CNN piece. They're saying the Obama Joker picture is racist when all it's showing is a psychopathic lying criminal. And the very magazine that showed George Bush as a vampire.
Well, they did a Joker picture of George W. Bush, too, and no one on the left objected to that I can recall.
But, I mean, is Obama a god like Hitler or Stalin where you can't make fun of him? Because the Democrats are in the news calling it dangerous, calling it illegal, saying it should be taken down, calling it...
This is the totalitarianism of the political left. It's been this way since 1917. It's been this way since the 1960s, when you were dealing with SDS leftist radicals like Bill Ayers. They never have tolerated on the far left free speech. If you object to the left, you are by definition a racist, an imperialist, a colonialist. You give all the other names. You can't have a position that is tolerated by the left unless you agree with them.
Listen, I've had the anarchists, not all of them, but, you know, the certain groups that are hired by big foundations, they'll just come over and you could be talking about, you know, the sky being blue, and they'll just start poking you, calling you a racist. And it's a religion to them, and they smile. They know you're not a racist. They're just using it as their big foundation weapon. Take Nancy Pelosi saying, you're AstroTurf racist. If you're against health care, you're a racist. I mean, it really is comical. It's like a bunch of parrots just chirping the same word.
It seemed like Nancy Pelosi took her talking points right off of a Daily Cause column and posting. I mean, I'm looking for the swastika pictures. I don't see swastika people coming in with swastika pictures. This is not a far-right protest. It's a middle American protest. And from the left's tactic has always been when there's getting a strong uprising from middle America against them, they'll try to make middle America appear as if middle America is violent. So the attempt has been to get these events to be portrayed as not just angry expressions of opinion, but intentionally created disruptive, violent protests from the organized radical right, which could not be farther from the truth. I mean, the Republican Party right now is so disorganized, I don't know that the Republican Party could organize a Sunday afternoon picnic. The idea that the Republican Party is driving these protests is not the case at all. Many of these people who are showing up at these rallies are just as angry as the Republican Party of George Bush as they are the Democratic Party of Barack Obama.
Well, I just, you know, Dr. Corsi, I just can't believe that I pick up the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and it says that anti-Obama health care people cause a disturbance. And then you watch the videos, and it's the Obama people attacking them.
The likelihood is that the peaceful middle Americans who are at these meetings are going to be blamed for the violence, whether they cause it or not. And the left, knowing that, just wants to have these events disrupted so So the image is created that this is a violent reaction against President Obama, which it's not, even if that has to be generated or concocted. And that's where, you know, I'm concerned to see now the White House, instead of taking the position of defending the right of middle Americans to speak out, of coaching the senators, of having meetings at Axelrod, and the deputy chief of staff at the White House give talking points to the senators going home, saying, if you get punched back, if he's punched out of these meetings, we'll punch back twice as hard. I mean, these are aggressive far-left techniques that don't bear with free speech. The White House ought to be out there saying, we're listening, instead of you
people are all racist. Instead, he's saying, get out of my way.
Yeah,
here is President Barack Obama. Here is the video and audio.
So we've got some work to do. I don't mind, by the way, being responsible. I expect to be held responsible for these issues because I'm the president. But I don't want the folks who created the mess. I don't want the folks who created the mess to do a lot of talking. I want them just to get out of the way so we can clean up the mess. We did not come this far by lowering our sights.
We're going to talk about this when we get back. Final segment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. You notice here that he says anybody that opposes him created the mess.
Well, he sounds more like Al Sharpton, and pretty soon he's going to start sounding like Reverend Wright if he keeps going this way.
But you notice he's saying, I don't want to hear talk from you. He says, I don't want to hear your speech.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
But I don't want the folks who created the mess created the mess do a lot of talking. I want them just to get out of the way so we can clean up the mess. We did not come this far by lowering our sights or scaling back our dreams. That's not the American way. It's not about looking backwards. It's about looking forward.
You know, we haven't even gotten into the whole birther issue or Iran with Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi. But it's outrageous to hear him say that anybody that opposes anything he's doing, we all cause the mess. See, that's why the Democrats need the Republicans, and the Republicans need the Democrats to always blame what's happening on the other party when they're all in bed together. But there's no doubt Obama is very anti-liberty, anti-freedom. And the good news is, Dr. Corsi, I don't see him getting away with any of this. I think everybody knows he is a con artist, lying scammer, reading off a teleprompter. And I think he's going to be one of the most unpopular presidents ever. I don't think there's any way he's going to win re-election.
Well, when I wrote The Abomination, I compared him to Jimmy Carter. And I think he's going to do worse than Jimmy Carter. I don't see President Obama surviving to get into a second term to be re-elected. I mean, I don't think politically he's going to survive to have the ratings he's going to need to get re-elected to a second term. I think he's a one-term president.
Well, I've never seen him look angry. And in these clips, he looks like an egomaniac. Somebody who isn't an egomaniac doesn't care what people think. He looks upset in the eyes, so which makes him dangerous. In closing, Doc, you've been talking to Hawaii about the birth certificate copies and all this. What do you really think's going on with the birth certificate? I mean, isn't there enough issues we can prove that destroy this criminal? Do you think the birth certificate really has something to it?
Well, I think the birth certificate, to me, this is the issue. Why is it? Let's just assume President Obama is telling the truth. He's born in Hawaii. So why doesn't he just end this entire controversy today, President Obama, and say, okay, you want to see my long-form original birth certificate? Here it is. I'll show it to you. It's supposed to be a transparent presidency. Instead, President Obama and candidate Obama have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, now into the millions, in order to prevent anybody from seeing that document, his birth certificate, the original long-form one, as well as dozens of other documents about who he is.
And now you're talking to Hawaii and they're being secretive?
Well, Hawaii won't answer questions. Hawaii will not even authenticate that the short-form certificate of live birth that the campaign and sites like factcheck.org have put out are authentic. I can't get them to authenticate.
But again, factcheck is one of their Soros organs, isn't it?
It's an Annenberg organization and has ties back into the left. Annenberg, again, is an association, is a foundation where prior to being Senator Obama, when he was community organizer Obama, and Bill Ayers, both worked. I showed that in The Abomination. But my point, Alex, is this. There's a score of documents. This is the least vetted president, President Obama, that we've ever had. What about his passport records? How about his records in Indonesia?
Barry Sitaro? I mean, he is the only president who had aliases and other names before. He really is creepy.
I want to see his law firm records. He's admitted that as a lawyer, Obama worked with Tony Rezko, who's now in federal prison. I'd like to see the hours that he billed and how much work he really did in that law firm for Tony Rezko. How about his records at Occidental College? He was rooming with Pakistani students. Usually universities don't put U.S. students with foreign exchange students. Did Barack Obama apply as a foreign exchange student? He traveled to Pakistan with those students. Did he go on his Indonesian passport? Did he have an Indonesian passport?
Yeah, we know they've sealed all his records like no president.
Everything's sealed.
They are acting very, very suspicious.
And that's the birth certificate issue.
Maybe the big secret is...
I'm not saying he was born in Kenya. I'm an investigative reporter. I can't prove that. I'm just saying, give us the documents. We want to see the documents. And why does even a birth certificate, a long form, have to be a top secret document that's sealed?
Hold on one second, Dr. Corsi. I know you've got other stuff to do here in a moment, but we're about to break for 1 minute. I wanted to talk to you off air for just a moment, so stay with us. And Bob Chapman's coming up on The Economy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water?
In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, August 7th, 2009. We're at the halfway point of this transmission. 2 hours, massive news blitzes on the economy, on the police state, on saber rattling with Russia and Iran. It is all coming up, Bob Chapman, in the next segment. And we've got the lawyer for a black man beat up by Obama supporters on camera. And then the media spun it and was so disingenuous that I read the articles and thought they were talking about anti-Obama people being arrested when it was pro-Obama people being arrested with some anti. So just amazing as we try to decipher this with eyewitnesses and others coming up, because this country's on the edge of revolution. And when I say that, I mean it. But Dr. Corsi, I held you over for 4 or 5 minutes because I mainly got yelling about the birther situation. And then we got off into other issues, this SPP meeting going on under a new name this weekend and the news blackout. But for some stations that just joined us, in a nutshell, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying you don't know whether he was born in Kenya or not. It's that he was in Indonesia. He lied about being in a Muslim school. Now he brags about it. Wouldn't be bad if he was honest. He had this Barry Sitaro name. They've sealed all these documents, college documents, when he stayed in the Muslim Pakistani dorms, which they would only do with a Muslim. You know, the fact is he's lied about everything, and they only give us this receipt of the birth certificate, and they brought that out early when nobody was pointing it out. Break that down for us.
Well, we need to see the original long form birth certificate, list the hospital, the doctor who was attending the birth. Why is that a top secret document? If President Obama is telling the truth, in one day he could have this go away. Just show us the long form birth certificate. But President Obama won't do that, and candidate Obama wouldn't either. Obama's now spent over $1 million to prevent anybody in the public from seeing this top secret document, his original long form birth certificate. And it's one of a series of documents. We don't have his records in Indonesia. Was he adopted by his stepfather? I've got the records that say he was at school in Indonesia for 4 years, registered as an Indonesian citizen and a Muslim. Was that an official citizenship? Does Obama have an Indonesian passport, or did he ever? We can't see President Obama's passport records. None of the school records. Obama's kindergarten records are sealed. His high school records at Punahou are sealed. You can't see the Occidental College records or the Columbia records or Harvard Law School records. We can't see his passport record. We don't have any of his work in Chicago. How about the law firm he worked with? I'd like to see the hours he billed. He did work for now federal felon Tony Rezko. How many hours did he bill Rezko?
Well, let's briefly talk about the Muslim issue, and then you've got to go in about a minute and a half. Well, if he was honest about being a Muslim, his dad's a Muslim, his cousin that he helps slaughter Christians with on record's a Muslim. You know, he said, oh, don't call me Hussein Obama. Now he says, you better call me Hussein Obama. He speaks Arabic perfectly. The Muslims are all stunned. He says, I have Muslim roots. I mean, he went to a madrasa. He's clearly a Muslim, and that's okay. But it's the lying about it. We now have our first Muslim president, basically.
Well, here's what I've proved. I've been able to get the record in Indonesia. He was there from ages 6 to 10 with his stepfather, who was Muslim. Obama was registered at two schools as an Indonesian citizen and as a Muslim. Now, I can't prove, we can't get any other record. I can't prove whether he was officially an Indonesian citizen or whether he was adopted. I did prove he attended at least 1 year of Islamic instruction and in Indonesia. And, of course, the Obama campaign had denied that President Obama had ever had any Islamic instruction. Now he says in Cairo, in his speech in Cairo, that President Obama brags that he's experienced Islam on three continents. Well, I'd like to have that more precisely defined with truth.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you, Dr. Corsi, joining us. We'll have you on again as the new book, America for Sale, comes out. How did we ever get a president in office with this weird intelligence-like strange background? It's definitely bad news. Thank you.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we got a big two final hours lined up for you. We're going to cover a host of issues. Blackwater, worldwide, XZ as it's known, implicated by its own mercenaries in murdering people inside their own organization. Cheney's got hit teams, so do the Israelis inside the U.S. That's admitted. I told you that 7 years ago. It's now mainstream news. But we also have a CNN piece I'm going to play a clip of where they say it's evil, it's bad, New Yorkers don't like this image. Now, see, that's mind control. New Yorkers don't like people protesting the healthcare takeover. New Yorkers don't like people that are against the carbon tax. New Yorkers, you know, they tell you what to think. That targets the weak-minded, where people go, yeah, I don't like the Obama Joker poster. I'm angry. And, well, if people don't like something, then people better not put it up. And it's racist. But it's okay to show Bush as a Joker. And we actually went back and looked at our archives. We did. So I saw the controversy on this last Saturday, Sunday. On Monday, I ordered a couple hundred T-shirts of Joker Socialism. They all sold out. But more ordered today. They're coming next Tuesday. So you can order them now. We'll ship them out to you. We have eight different versions. Actually, more socialism ones are showing up today. That's the bestseller. But the others, some of the others, with messages like fascism, Infowars.com, New World Order, they're all up on Infowars.com. Different variants of them. We've got some of the images over there on the wall. We can get a shot of them. And on the back, again, there's eight different T-shirts. It says, wake up before it's too late, Infowars.com. Stop the criminal, Infowars.com. In the Fed, Infowars.com. And we're having a $1,000 contest. A YouTube video is going up by the end of the show today. If I have time, I'll play it on air, where I lay out the rules. Just use the downloadable free Obama-ish image with Infowars.com, because there's a fascism version, an Infowars.com version, a New World Order version, and a socialism version. Use the Infowars.com version, and you can mix it in with the other versions too, but we want Infowars.com in there. And whoever, in the most creative way that impacts the most people, I don't care if it's a small town or big city, we're going to look at all the entries, and we're going to balance who reached the most people versus who did it in the most inventive way. I mean, somebody might win who just shows they put up 1,000 copies. And regardless, you win by getting the truth out and exposing this guy and sending people to Infowars.com where they get the big awakening. So $1,000 next Friday, we're going to play first place, second place, third place. In fact, I'll make it even funner. $1,000 for first place, $200 for second place. Now let's make it $1,000 for first place, $500 for second, $200 for third place. And then we'll have honorable mention. We'll get original Alex Jones art where I doodled yesterday on air and I made fun of Obama. And because they don't like me defacing their God, their Lord, I put a Hitler mustache on him. And because he is more closely politically associated with Hitler, he did double the funding for black abortion in Africa and forced abortion in China. That's mainstream news. His science advisor, the science czar, openly calls for sterilizing the water, forcibly drugging, taking all children at birth, being raised by the CPS as they're starting to phase in England. So I think he's Hitler. In fact, I'm going to do this right now here on air. You will win. The honorable mention will get this original artwork, and they'll even get the original socialism artwork. Here, I'm customizing it. I'm customizing it right now for everybody on air. So the honorable mention may be the most coveted. Here, I'll sign it. Alex Jones, 2009. There you go. So that original's done. And then this one, a little bit more eclectic, a little bit more busy and wild. You will also get this one. So guys, please put this in an envelope. These here for the honorable mention person. And we'll be getting both of these pieces of artwork. For folks listening on the radio, you can later this will be up on PrisonPlanet.tv, or it'll be ripped to the four winds, of course, on YouTube. But regardless, there's another Obama Hitler. We will call him what he is. We will pull down your God, your false idol. In fact, here's the little CNN piece. Let's just play this now and then go to Bob Chapman. Here is CNN. They're saying, how dare you put out these T-shirts? How dare you? And I looked around. We were the first Monday to put up the T-shirts. A lot of other people are copycatting. That's great. But if you want the InfoWars Obama Joker or the InfoWars Obama Fascist or New World Order, we've got them right now at InfoWars.com. More coming in today. More coming in next week. So you can get your order in. We'll get them out to you quickly. You can order them at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. It's $19.95 per shirt. That is 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But when somebody tells me that I can't have a T-shirt or I can't put up a poster, you better believe I'm going to do it. So we want everybody to start printing these free posters off, putting them up all over your town and city. And while you're at it, videotape it, upload it to YouTube, email it to contest@infowars.com. We'll play some of the best videos here on air and the winning video next Friday. Let's go ahead and go to the CNN piece and then to Bob Chapman.
...of the Joker.
Why so serious?
You'd look serious, too, if you were the President of the United States being portrayed as the Joker.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness and the Joker don't usually go together, but on conservative websites, this image is the latest thing. Someone took Time magazine's cover and transformed it. Hope was changed to joke. The image is making its way onto T-shirts and onto a few posters alongside a highway ramp in L.A., accompanied by the word socialism. The image got Rush Limbaugh's attention.
It's becoming cool to make fun of Obama.
Maybe not quite so much in New York City.
Yucky.
Extremely disturbing.
Stupid. Seems kind of childish.
Whether you like the guy or not, you still don't do that to anybody.
Shame on them.
Shame doesn't seem to be inhibiting critics.
Bravo, Mr. President. Bravo.
The White House had no comment on the Joker image, but what do the Joker and socialism have to do with one another anyway? Writer and Joker fan Robert Daugherty points out that the Joker supports anarchy.
I think if you're going to call Obama a socialist and then compare him to an anarchist, I think that undercuts your point.
The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules.
Obama critics could counter that the president and the Joker tend to give away money.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money. Who do you trust?
To cash in, the website Hero Builders plans to sell an Obama Joker action figure for $50 a piece. But for some, the image is downright disturbing.
I think I do have a problem with the white face. Makes me think of blackface.
Back when President Bush was in office, he...
Oh, there's no doubt they're printing our flyers off. Those are actually our flyers.
But when it comes to the current president...
Yeah, that's ours.
It's right-wing spin.
Because we slightly changed it.
And you shouldn't even...
She's got our print off.
Have a nice day.
Oh, CNN does not like it. That's how ours is formatted.
Clock. Maybe it's time to give the Joker joke a rest.
Oh, they are really upset.
CNN. New York.
All right, that's it. Also, that's it. I'm announcing another $1,000 prize. With no second or third place, we don't have the money, for the best Joker video that also plugs Infowars.com, there'll be another $1,000 prize with everybody in whiteface as the Joker. And that's it. Send the guys to the costume shop, South Congress, get me the Joker stuff. I'm going to do a Joker. Because anything that catches the public's attention, we will use to expose these criminals to end cap and trade, the open borders, the gun grabbing, the socialized medicine, all of it. We got to really get, because this is, they built him up as this god, and by pulling him down, we defeat that image. Our founders lampoon King George III. It is essential to pull down their idols. What do you say to that, Bob Chapman?
You're absolutely correct. Reverse psychology. Snapping it right back in their face.
In fact, I'm going to do a special broadcast at 4 o'clock today, 1 hour after the show is over. I'm going to do 30 minutes live as, guys, can you stay late for that? 4 to 4:30. I'm going to do, what about Jaron? I need two people on this. I'm going to take an hour break to get into Joker attire, and then I'm going to do 15, 20 minutes as the Joker, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the audio streams at... 4 o'clock today, Central. Go ahead, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think that sounds like a great idea. That'll drill them a little deeper. And, you know, I hear these comments coming out of New York City that are so sophisticated. I don't see anything very sophisticated about socialism.
Well, I tell you, this is getting crazier and crazier and crazier. Look, I want to sit back and go over with you, because you were in military intelligence and fought the Soviets, and you've studied, and you've been fighting the New World Order for 45 years. By the way, Dr. Corsi wanted me to say hi to you on air, said he's a fan of what you do. When we come back, they really are having Obama goons. I guess Joker has goons. Joker has thugs. He has a crew of pimp daddies out there pimping the hoes. I want to talk about how they're beating up people now that show up to shout down the congressman, and then the media spins it and says we're the ones starting the fights.
Goon squads.
Goon squads. In fact, maybe I'll put the guys in Joker attire or with clown mask, and I can have my goon squad. And I mean, maybe that's the new You know, I think this poster cut through to his soul of gangster evil and lies, Bob.
You know, it's interesting. They used the same kind of goon squads back in the 20s and 30s to suppress the labor unions and the labor movement itself. And it was very violent. I don't know whether most people know that. And, you know, people were hired like regulators who stood outside the factories, and if you came near there, or if you walked around with a sign saying unfair wages or something like that, you know, they'd send 50 of these people in with clubs, and they'd start beating people to death.
Well, now what they do is there's no jobs for the union people. They just get paid by Acorn or some other group Obama's given millions, and they beat you up. So I guess the new job for the unions is just beating people up. And you can't make this up. They have brown khaki pants and black jackets and red shirts. So it's like some kind of Cobra Commander outfit or something. I mean, pure fascist colors. Bob, let's break it down. Get into the economy and a lot more straight ahead with Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 7th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $963.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for at $991.13, $495.57 for a half ounce, and $247.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $991.13, $495.57, or $247.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.BioGreenClean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BIOGREENCLEAN.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
The Joker and his crew, 4 p.m. Central today. Special 30-minute show in here in this seat.
You're on you now. You got someone to blame.
All right, Bob Chapman, let's get serious here.
One love, one love.
I see the establishment staging a terror attack on themselves to demonize the activists. And even Dr. Corsi, who's pretty mainline, says that's why they're attacking the demonstrators and then saying on the news that the demonstrators against Obama did this is a form of false flag. But I see him having to do something bigger. He's got the lowest approval rating of any president in history 7 months in. He's plunging. The globalists on every front are in trouble. Both parties are being booed off the stage. The media wants to cover that fact up. Where do you see this going, Bob?
I think as long as he continues to not expose his true birth certificate and prove that he's an American citizen, that will be part of the demonstration process, which is going to continue. And then the people are irate about that, but also about the Obama medical reform euthanasia plan. And you know, most people don't want to lose their private insurance, and they don't want socialized medicine. And then you have the cap and trade, which is nothing but a new tax. And incidentally, we don't know what form a final bill will be in the medical, insurance thing. But I would expect, even if they tighten it up, it's going to increase that. Just one issue alone will increase taxation 10 to 15%, and the cap and trade will increase to 20%. So you're looking at extra 35, so if you're in a 25 tax bracket, you're going to be in for 60%. And then you get all those other taxes you got to pay. So you're going to be in for 70% if those two issues are passed, and you're going to lose more of your freedom. And I think that people are going to demonstrate wholeheartedly. You know, I projected in January that his rating for approval would be about 40%, and by September, October, and it looks like it's headed there.
What about stage crises, though? I mean, how do you see the establishment countering as the people completely wake up? What, just trying to make it partisan so the people that wake up think the Republicans will save them? I think the people waking up are way past that.
Well, I think that when you see people with light-colored clothing on, such as khakis and red shirts and black jackets, you know that they were all working together. And, I mean, that's dumb as dumb. But anyway, they have goons running around now, and they're going to be going to these different meetings and demonstrations. They're going to be causing trouble. And
they knew this was coming. They knew the American people weren't going to put up with it, so they've created a giant thug force.
That's right. And what I'm afraid of, too, is that other people who are demonstrating, that they might form their own counterforce. I mean, this is what happened in Germany during the 1930s and 20s as well, especially in the 20s. People don't realize it, but there were lots and lots, hundreds of armies of people, 50 people or 20,000 people, and they would march around in their uniforms and do their thing. And
that's right. The Nazis were a group of just a few hundred, a little socialist group in Munich that then got bigger when army intelligence got involved because they were scared of the communists. So the government really secretly built the Nazis up as their thug force, and that brings us to the next point. Blackwater, The Nation magazine, federal court cases with Marines saying that Eric Prince had them killing people inside the organization that we're going to whistleblow? We know the military killed Pat Tillman and has killed hundreds in Iraq that blow the whistle on corruption. Man, this is really getting wild.
It certainly is, and it has happened. And I notice also that the Blackwater people were hired out as personal assassins to different groups as well as the CIA, and that they were running whorehouses and engaging in pimping for young girls and held them as hostages, hostages in bondage, if you may. I don't know if you saw that. That's what Dinkarp did in Bosnia.
Oh, yeah, we've been covering that for years. Dynecorp and Halliburton were involved in that. And then when they got caught, they just changed their name. So we're going to cover that when we get back. We're going to open the phones up for the first time today for Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Way up north.
We're going to go over Blackwater, what's really happening in the economy, and take your calls with Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com in a moment. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about a couple of sponsors that made this hour possible. One of them is Diginet.net, and this is the premier place to get the best and lowest price. I mean, take the pen they sell for like $45, $50. I've bought these in the last year for $150 before they were our sponsor, the exact same pen. They've got a very inexpensive in-car system you can put on yourself in minutes, little tiny hidden cameras. They got the outside and the inside of the car, however you want to set it up. And then it goes into a little memory chip, you know, just a regular little memory stick so that you can record hours of video when the police or anybody else are giving you a problem. You can document what really happened. It's diginet.net. Everybody needs to use Big Brother against Big Brother. Fight fire with fire. Fight fire with fire. Fight fire with fire. That's a line out of a Metallica song. So diginet.net. We fight fire with fire. Check them out today, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of great systems. Great patriots over at diginet. diginet.net. Another one of our great sponsors is eFoodsDirect.com, triple enameled cans. This food is packed monthly, not yearly or 4 or 5 or 6, 7, 8, 10-year-old crud. A lot of these smaller companies that lie about how long they've been open or how long they've been around. This is the company, eFoodsDirect.com. I remember hearing these guys 15 years ago. I bought food from them 8 years ago, bought food again a year and a half ago from them. I bought food 3 times. And it's just no GMO, no MSG, none of that stuff. eFoodsDirect.com. The letter E, foodsdirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. We don't have to remind you that you need to be independent. The globalists don't want you to be independent. Go to eFoodsDirect.com and find out about all the great things they have to offer. 1-800-409-5633. Okay, going back to Bob. Bob Blackwater. I mean, you know, this is Time Magazine. Former Blackwater CEO Eric Prince. Federal court killing federal witnesses. Well, we know the Army does that, too, to people that were, you know, where'd the missiles go? Where'd the money go? Where'd the pallets of billions of dollars go? You die. This was encouraged, a mafia-type system. Blackwater is seeking a gag order right now against the nation and against these people claiming national security. Blackwater founder implicated in murder. I don't know about Mr. Prince on this count, but I do know that Israel has bragged themselves years after we covered it that they have hit teams in the U.S. killing people and that they use Delta Force to kill people in the U.S. and abroad. So, and people don't, you know, people think that's tough or cool. No, once secret groups in the government kill who they want, when they want, you are in total tyranny. And that's like the NSA surveils Congress, and the NSA for the British surveils their parliament. The black op government that works for Wall Street is robbing everything. Goldman Sachs has a special computer jacked into the stock exchange, stealing money with an algorithm. And Barney Frank says, oh, that's okay. It's all rigged. Bob Chapman, your take on all this.
It's all rigged, and you're absolutely right. I think getting back to Blackwater group, fostered under the Bush administrations, especially, it's just a license to kill. They do what they want. And someone from the inside, for whatever reason, has come out and exposed them. And of course, they know that their lives are going to be, in danger. And they've been willing to take that risk. But, sure, that's what they've been doing. And they're not the only ones. I'm sure that the other contractors were doing the same thing, and the CIA's done it for years. I mean, anything goes.
And now,
that's one of the reasons I did not continue to work in counterintelligence, because, you know, these people, I said to myself, you know, in 1958-59, I said, these people are far worse than the mafia.
Well, it turns out the Italian mob was just some minions they used for some dirty work. And when they got too big for their britches, they demonized them and shut them down. You know, back then, the Italian mob wasn't running child kidnapping rings for sex perverts, but, you know, now the whole global mob does. And you're right. DynCorp, much bigger, much more wicked. Now they changed their name 3 years ago. They, on record, kidnapped over 1,100,000 people. I know that's a huge number to believe, but that was back in the early 2000s, first 3 years of the millennium. And they don't even get in trouble. I mean, it's totally lawless. It's a big joke to them. And now they want to steal all our pension funds and take over America, and NORTHCOM standing by to do it. our lives depend on discrediting this government, don't they, Bob?
Right. And, you know, one of the concepts here I'd like to talk about that I and many, many others get sucked into with the Second World War, the Korean War, you know, serving, and that is all it was to further the interests of the powers behind government. And I found that a long time ago, but they do anything that they want, and that's what's so frightening. And they use this secret force plus the military to cow people in other countries and force them to accept what they want to do. Example, you take a place like, let's take the Bahamas. I used to live there. And they came to the government there and they said, look, this is the way it's going to be. You're going to turn over all the information that we want you to on all kinds of accounts and corporations and things like that. And if you don't do that, then what's going to happen is we'll, you know, disrupt your government. No more electronic communications, no internet, no post, no airplanes, no boats. We'll just shut you off from humanity. And if that doesn't work, we'll liquidate you. And I get that from a president, a former president of the Bahamas, at a dinner.
Well, what did ABC News?
This has been going on for years, Alex.
Yeah. Well, what did ABC News report 2 months ago? We put it on screen. Merck said we must go to the homes of any scientists saying our products are killing people and liquidate them. We must seek and destroy them. That came out in federal court documents. And the media spun it. Oh, they just meant that, ha, ha, ha. But then you go, look, all these people got killed. I mean, that's just corporate business now. Just murder those people. Lock and load, you know. And then we're supposed to trust these people and take their vaccines?
Not at all. And those are all those bioscientists that one way or the other died. And that was the drug companies getting rid of them. And who helps them do that? The CIA. In other organizations, they hire them. And why? Because the major stockholders in the drug companies are foundations and holdings of members of the Illuminati. I don't know what the percentages are, but they're very high.
You know what's also interesting was that Blackwater was smuggling weapons into Iraq. That's in The Nation and Time magazine. That's what our military sources told us years ago, and then it came out. British Special Forces, Israeli, U.S. Special Forces, and mercenaries, and that's what Wayne Madsen's been reporting on. The troops keep catching truckloads of weapons being brought to Wahhabis to kill U.S. forces, and that most of all those bombings and stuff and bombings of mosque, Ray McGovern, former chief CIA briefer for Ronald Reagan, came on the show and said they blew up that mosque to get Shiite and Sunni killing each other. It turns out there was very little real war going on there. You don't know. I mean, the contractors, a lot of evidence shows, grease their own people and hang them up on bridges to then have a pretext to get more funding. They run false flags against themselves, not just against the troops. I mean, these people are more Machiavelli than Machiavelli.
Anything to make a buck. It's as simple as that. They will do anything to make money. And they don't care what the fallout is because they get out of jail free card. They work for a contractor or they work for the government. They do what they want.
Yeah, but how stupid would one of these, say, special forces, Green Beret, whatever, Navy SEAL be to go to work for a big contractor? Don't they know these companies kill them later?
No, they don't, I don't think. I don't think that they believe that they would do that, and they think that they're one of them. And you got to remember, and I know this firsthand because I spent a lot of time with Navy SEALs in San Diego. And I won't tell you the team numbers, but if you're there in San Diego, you can figure it out. And I would sit around a dinner or something with them, and they would bemoan the fact, and these guys, most of them were in their 30s, that the only thing they know how to do is murder people. And they'd start telling me about some of the ops that they did in other countries. We go in, you know, wipe out, you know, 800 people at a whack and things like this. Just incredible stories. And, of course, they would normally talk about it. And some of them would break down and start crying. I mean, this is the true stories. And so it has a human toll, is what I'm saying here. But, yes, they did that, but they don't realize. They think there's some sort of a honor or esprit de corps, and it does not exist with these people. I mean, look at Orly North. I mean, the first time I went in to see him, he had my file on his desk. I said, oh, I see you got my file. He said, yeah. I said, you want to talk about Compromised? You know about the book Compromised. You remember it, I'm sure.
Yes, he wanted to talk about the book on Mina.
Yes, and quite a long book and a very good one, and it's still available. And he said, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, so he was menacing you with your file, and you said, oh, you want to talk about how you're compromised.
Yeah, I always found when you go in to meet people like that, you got to take command of the situation. And quite frankly, I knew he was a wimp, because I know people who serve with him, especially in Grenada. And so other Army officers, Army Marine officers, and they had told me, so they told me how to handle this guy. So I walked in and said, hey, I'm the boss.
And why did he get in your face? I mean, why were you meeting with him?
What power he had, that he was really connected.
But no, I mean, I'm interested about this Ollie North story, because we've had him on before. Tell me about why you were being called into his office.
Because he wanted me to do public relations for his company.
Oh, so it was a friendly thing.
Well, it was a business thing.
Yeah. Don't you think they were just trying to recruit you back in?
Maybe. It wasn't very successful.
Yeah.
It's because I know there's no way I would do that.
Yeah. Why'd you even meet with him then?
At this point, oh, it's an old man.
Yeah, but why did you even meet with him then, just to see what he wanted?
Yeah, I wanted to look at the company, and the company was not very good. They were making bulletproof vests, and they didn't have any contracts, and there was really nothing to bring to the public's attention that was positive for the company.
Oh, he wanted you to do PR for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Interesting, Bob. I know you've done a lot of that. Okay, shifting gears. Well, one more question on Blackwater. Do you think this is going to teach him a lesson that all this is coming out, or will this just further encourage it, and next it'll be, oh, yes, every neighborhood has its mercenaries over you, and if you get out of line, they're going to double cap you? I mean, is it just going to turn into that?
I think that it's a neutral thing. They'll continue to do it, thinking that they're bulletproof, so to speak. And how far these charges go remains to be seen. You got to remember that these people, not just in Blackwater, but in Washington, who are backing them up, are going to protect them. It's not going to get into court. They're going to kill these people who have made the complaints and made these statements. And will it stop there? Probably. I mean, they're very, very powerful. You can't use the court system. And goodness knows, Alex, you know that. I mean, it's a two-tiered system for those who are connected and those who aren't. Look at Greenberg, who ran AIG. They fined him $15 million. It's chump change. He stole billions.
Yeah, it's a joke. You steal and make $2 billion, and you pay a $15 million fine, and it's literally a huge joke, and then he goes and has a beer with the judge afterwards.
Michael Milken stole $3 billion. And so he gave back $1 billion and kept $2 billion. It's all about money. It's all about power. I mean, you know, I observe these things in my publication. If you notice at the end of a paragraph where somebody gets off the hook, a GE just got off the hook the other day for $50 million. Chump change. They neither admit nor deny, nor do they ever get charged criminally. And they've committed fraud, and they should be charged criminally. And they're not. Why? Because they're Illuminist or Illuminist connected. And that's what's going to happen with Blackwater.
Well, it's seriously bad news. On the economy, what are the economic numbers? I mean, it looks like all the Main Street numbers are just imploding faster than ever. But meanwhile, they're saying, oh, look at the stock market. It's up. It's actually down the last few days. Is that another sucker's rally?
It surely is. And And the reason the market went up today was because of the employment report, and they would have us believe that unemployment went down from 9.5 to 9.4%, and that there were only a smaller amount of jobs lost, which were 247,000. Now, I'll give you a secret to this. And they said that that there were revisions for 43,000, which is not a lot. But what they use is this birth-death ratio, which we discussed before, where government goes and says, look, we can't figure out how many people are hired or fired by small and medium-sized companies. We just couldn't cover everybody. So we're going to guess at it. And they guess they make new jobs over old jobs as a net, plus 185,000 a month. Now, they do that on a basis where it's not 185,000 each and every month. One month they may create 50,000 jobs, and the next month 200,000 out of thin air. Now, last July, that's a year ago this past July, they had 1.4 million jobs that were lost, and then they seasonally adjusted them, showing a loss of only 128,000. Now, I don't know yet what they did with these figures. Unfortunately, I'll know tomorrow. But the figures that came out that made the market go up today were totally bogus.
Well, that's asinine. I mean, they're saying, Obama says, oh, we may go above 10% unemployment, when every major institution outside of government says it's been over 20 points for months.
Well, they're starting to say so now, because they're finally, I'm getting, myself and particularly John Williams, are getting enough coverage, so everybody's saying, gosh, they must be right. You know, like after 10 years of us telling everybody that they've been doing what they've been doing. But that's what made the market rally.
Early yeah, I heard,
this morning.
Well, tell us about when we get back. We'll take some calls, Bob. Okay. But I was just going to say, I last night driving home, I almost ran off the road. Fox News on Local 590 said that it was much higher than 10% because they don't count people that have quit looking for jobs. So the truth is coming out.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Bob, let's hold you five more minutes over if you can, so we can take a few calls from Steve, Jim, Jeff, Larry, and Ben. But just briefly, is it, this is what Max Kaiser and others are saying, I want to see if you concur, is it all the tens of trillions they've stolen in the $23.7 trillion, they're buying up the stock market, and so that's why it's a speculative thing. It's now basically a commodity like gold or oil. We see all of that rising. Those dollars are going into that, and we're seeing inflation there, and that's why the market's going up, but everything else is dying. And when will we see that inflation flood out into the real economy?
Well, you have this battle that's been going on for 5.5 years where they've been trying to keep inflation, deflation from getting out of hand. And they've done that through the money supply and the creation of credit, which was the old M3. And now what's happened over the last 2 years, they had the opportunity to create $23.4 trillion. And that is what's going into these markets. And if you noticed this morning, if you get up early, you saw that the FTSE in London and the DAX in Frankfurt were both off 100 points or so. And they were trading the Dow down about 40 points. And then this bogus report comes out on the employment numbers. And we'll have further numbers in my next issue, probably on Wednesday on this. And the stock market goes up 150 points. And the FTSE, and which is the FTSE in London, and the DAX, they both go up 90 to 100 points. And then at the same time, they made the dollar on the USDX index go up a whole point. And, of course, gold was down today, and they tried to get silver down, but they couldn't. And the point is, these markets, they are totally manipulated. And these people don't care whether you know it or not. And everybody on Wall Street knows it. They just try to get in the right direction.
But that's the issue, is the corruption just gets crazier and crazier and more obvious. Let's take a call. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Yes, Bob, you and I are older guys. You and I appreciate the apotheosis of Barack Hussein Obama. But the reason why I called... the article in the Washington Times today, it's entitled Justice Department Press to Explain Panthers Drop Charges. Now, that has to do with a case against the new Black Panthers who were intimidating, clearly intimidating. They got pictures of it with clubs and guns and everything else. And so, anyways, these charges were dropped as soon as Mr. Holder came in there. Of course, the colored attorney general. Now, what I want to do is... I want to quote a former deputy associate U.S. attorney general... said this, quoting, if you swap out the name of the new Black Panther Party in this case for neo-Nazi groups or the Ku Klux Klan, you would have had a different outcome, he said. Now, to me, that means this is politically motivated.
No, it is, and I appreciate your call, and they can commit the hate crimes. See, hate crime means if you're white, you can be murdered, and it's a wonderful thing, and they give a medal to who kills you. But if you're another group and somebody says something they don't like, you get arrested But again, that's only because the elite want to rob the middle class, which they see as predominantly white, though it really isn't. And so that's all this is about, is divide and conquer. Bob Chapman, your comments.
That's exactly what it is. And they're setting groups against one another, and they're just using people. And all these poor fools that go and get sucked in by it, shortchanging themselves, that's for sure.
Yeah, we need whites and blacks and everybody else to just stop killing each other. Like Rodney King said, can't we all just get along and arrest the bankers? As Rodney King said, can't we all just get along and arrest David Rockefeller? He really said that. He said, why can't we just get along and end the Fed and arrest the Rothschilds? Back in 70 seconds.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's jam in a few more calls for Bob Chapman. I'm going to blitz through a huge stack of headlines I haven't gotten to. Then we have the lawyer who contacted us for the black man beat up by the Obama supporters on video. And the news didn't want to point that out. They wanted to say that Republicans were out causing problems when it's people mad across the board, black, white, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. We just are sick of the bankers and the corrupt political parties. Jim in Chicago, another call from Chicago. Go ahead, Jim.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, look, I got a little bit of problem. I've been listening to you for a long time. I really like you, Alex, but we got to lay off this union bash. Now, I've been a union member for 20 years, and I don't work for Acorn. Okay? I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. This New World Order, I've been fighting them my whole life because this is nothing but global fascism.
Well let me just stop you.
That's what union members do. Okay.
Let me just stop you. I think it was Bob earlier talking about them attacking unions, and I talk about Rockefellers having the unions machine gunned. I was saying that more and more Obama is trying to take the unions over to use them as political weapons. Now they don't get jobs in factories. They get jobs being thugs for the government. I mean, we've always supported unions here. And so maybe I should be more specific and exact when I talk about this. But it is union people attacking the anti-socialist healthcare folks. I mean, Obama is selling the unions out on NAFTA and GATT, which he promised to get rid of. So if I came off as being anti-union, I'm sorry, but that's not what I meant.
That's why I like listening to you, but we get a bad beef from everybody. The mainstream media, which is controlled by these global bankers that have been attacking us for 30 years, as we've watched the decline of America, it's been because of the decline.
Well, don't you? I mean, I have Tarpley on every week, and he just worships unions.
Yeah.
But he will tell you that the unions have been taken over.
Oh, trust me, I understand, but you got to understand there's public sector and private sector unions. It's the public sector have really taken over. I mean, like on TV when they make the jokes about union guys not being able to get fired, that's only your bureaucrats. Guys in construction unions like me, like the internet.
No, that's people in the government union. No, I'm exactly. But Bob Chapman, you want to chime in on this?
The only thing I want to say is you're right, Alex, and he's right. My father was one of the original members of the Teamsters Union, and he was in the Teamsters Union for 30 years and retired on a pension, so you know where I'm coming from.
His brought America to the middle class, and global fascism's greatest threat is organized labor. That's why they've worked so hard for the last 30 years to destroy us. That's why they've been devaluing the dollar.
Yeah, and they have destroyed the unions, and so we have to be honest about what's happened to the unions if you ever want to have that bargaining power again. You know, the robber barons said, hey, unions, compete with Chinese slave labor, compete with Mexican slave labor. And yeah, so now all that's left for the unions is to be thugs for the globalists as they mop up America. So I'm telling the unions, rebel against this.
Yeah, another thing that we need here that'll really help the unions in America is trade legislation for tariffs on goods and services. That is the key to bringing back manufacturing to the United States. And if we could get Congress to pass that, then all these companies that left would be forced to come back because it wouldn't be any advantage anymore because they'd be paying tariffs which would go into the federal coffers.
You're absolutely right, Bob. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Jim. It's good to hear from you. Bob, I know you're a busy, busy creature. You want to do 5-6 more minutes on the other side and talk to Ben, Joe, and John?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to come back after break and talk to a few callers. Then I want to play a clip. I've got the article here somewhere where this guy's, well, somebody sent me an email of his YouTube attacking me saying I never talk about abolishing the Fed and I never talk about Congress abolishing the Fed. And that's all we talk about here. So I wanted to play this because it also illustrates how it seems like 99% of the time when I get criticized, It's over straw men. It's not over real issues. It's not over who I really am. And, you know, let's say I'm even the worst guy since Timbuktu. Still, we need to move on and deal with real issues that actually affect people, not obsessing over me.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about
about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment with Bob Chapman, with a lawyer for an anti-government healthcare person who was beat up by Obama brown shirts, who were arrested, by the way. That is coming up. But let's take a few final calls for Bob Chapman. Larry in Michigan, you're on the air with the head of the International Forecaster, Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Al. How are you?
Good.
I'm a Prison Planet TV member, and I own like five of your videos. And I got to admit, the two of you are doing a great job. And my dentist even knew about Bob Chapman, which shocked the heck out of me. Anyhow, I didn't get screened, and I wanted to ask if I had to keep them on point with money. And so,
yeah, we don't screen the phone calls unless we have a guest on, say, about the murder of Patton by the OSS, and then we just say, please call in about that topic. No, you can talk about whatever you want, but go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. I did not get screened.
Okay, fine.
I have a question for you and then a comment from Bob. And the question to you, and this is going to go to 10 people that I work with at night. I'll be going back Monday.
Okay, great.
Originally, in the youth core legislation, it was introduced out to everyone that it was going to be mandatory that people would have to serve in the youth corps, and it gave the ages from, you know, junior high on up. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, there have been a bunch of different bills. We barely got it stripped out of the one, but it still left the language in about setting up a board to start national compulsory service. And my film, The Obama Deception, has all the clips of Obama and the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, saying just that. And it's to be a domestic military force to crack heads of the American people.
Right, but it was introduced at first as mandatory, because I remember Jason Burns on one of his...
They've reintroduced the bills.
This will take me a couple seconds. I know you're in a hurry here, but I had a really interesting conversation with one of my labor relations managers. It was back around 2005, and... Now, give me a second. I'll tie it all together.
Well, sir, you keep saying that. It's fine. You're on air. You weren't screened.
Back in 1995, I was pulling an engine out of my daughter's car, and David Newman was a conservative talk show host in Detroit on WJR. He had a guest on there, and I never caught the name of the guest, but the guest was talking about the Clinton legacy, and hang on one second. The interesting thing that came out of it, which made my jaw drop, was that he said, this guest said, that they signed on to a UN legislation bill or some type of bill that was going to turn the United States, the mid North American continent, not the United States.
Yes, I got to let you go, okay, because I got to get to other callers, and that was 3 minutes. Yes. These are UNESCO treaties. These are UN treaties. It started under Clinton, AmeriCorps, SecureCorps. That's the city year, TV ads with kids in uniforms doing military drills. It's real. Bob Chapman.
It surely is, and it's the way you put it.
There you go. Short and sweet. Ben in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I got a question. Do you guys, in the healthcare bill, it says on one of the pages, 354, it says government will restrict enrollment of special needs individuals. What's your take on that?
I couldn't really understand you. You said restrict the needs of...
I couldn't either. Government will what?
Will restrict enrollment of special needs individuals.
Yeah, they are going to...
The enrollment of whom?
I understand what he's saying. I appreciate your call, okay. Ben. Look, it's not our opinion. In England, in places where they have socialized health care, they give you an aspirin for a heart attack. It's in Time magazine that the doctors kill you in Europe when they decide, and that Time magazine says that's a good idea. I showed people that article 2 days ago. Daschle wrote a book. He was going to be the head of this, saying rationing is good. You can read, Google Tom Daschle quotes on rationing. And I have the breakdown of the bill and the bill here. And it is worse than Hillary Clinton's. And it is single payer. And it is socialism. Bob Chapman, your comments on the health care bill.
I think they'll give you an aspirin. And in Europe and in the United States as well, people are passing into to death that don't have to. The cost of continuing to keep them alive goes almost straight to the government. And so they're being told, look, if they're going to go, let them go. And people with chronic diseases, whether they're young or they're old, are not going to be treated. They're going to be allowed to die.
And there's also stuff on small businesses. Any employer with a yearly payroll of $400,000 or above will pay an 8% payroll tax. They're going to give you cruddy government health care, but take $3,500 out of your check. And then it's just like unemployment insurance. You pay it. You try collecting it for more than a few weeks. It's all a scam. Look, offshore banks have bankrupted America, period. They want everything. They want higher taxes, and just like a banana boat country, it's all going to go to them until we stand up and say, no, this is a fraud. Bob?
Absolutely. And that's what's going on, especially with these corporations that are exporting goods into the United States and then keeping their profits in tax havens and paying essentially no tax. And then occasionally, every 4 or 5 years, they bring the money back. The last time they paid 5.25% taxes, and they should have been paying 35%, and that was for $350 billion. Now they want to ship back $7 billion.
Well, there are... There are over... 2,000... There are thousands of sections in this bill. Thousands of sections, 2,000 plus, 3,141 sections. And I've tried to read over it. I mean, it's the end of America. I mean, it is a Swiss cheese of tyranny, just cutting through every angle. And it says all your bank accounts will be instantly always uploaded to the government. They're already doing that. It just legalizes total Big Brother, the end of the Bill of Rights, total control of everything. And then Obama sits up there saying, no, it doesn't. And fines and CPS visiting your kids. And I mean, Bob, I can't believe how bad this is. And if you try to go protest it, they have goons that come and beat you up.
Well, they'll probably be in the parking lot waiting for you tonight. Like they have been before.
Yeah, years ago. But they found out I enjoyed it at a sick level. It only made me redouble my efforts, so they leave me alone now. Pretty much, except when the FBI drops by, but you know. And
what's a month without the FBI and the BATF?
Yeah, but I think they were enjoying it less than I was. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here? Joe in Michigan. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't got no credentials to announce or anything. I'm just a regular human being born in America.
Well, I don't have any credentials either.
Well, I served my country. I said the oath, before I went in the military. And I've been doing a lot of research. And, and I really appreciate your work because it's led me to all kinds of other areas of information. I just, I know how you get people on there to talk about the straw man concept and stuff. But I'm not going to go on about the straw man concept. And I don't want you to cut me off, put me into that category. I've studied it, and I've studied, jurisdiction and how everything boils down to jurisdiction. And I'm thinking since there's a contract between the government and the Federal Reserve, neither one is allowed to have jurisdiction over the other. The only one that has jurisdiction is a human being that would claim that right. And I don't know how, if you'd have to...
Yes, that's fundamentally true. And... And we need to have Congress sever its connection to the private Federal Reserve that's created this debt black hole that is meant to ensnare all of us. All I've said is look out with people talking about straw men and all this, because most of the stuff being put out about straw man is total fraud. And these are charlatans that want you to sign trust with them so they can steal your property. That's all I'm doing. I'm like, hey, look out over there in that part of the lake. There's some rocks under the water. That doesn't mean that the whole straw man thing isn't the lake. I'm saying there's rocks in the lake. Bob Chapman.
It's a subject I'm really not up on. I'll pass on this one.
Well, there's a lot of patriot mythology, and people never listen. They always got to go to jail or get in trouble and file fake liens and all this delusional crap. And I'm not saying the caller's doing that. Then people think yes, the government creates a straw man. Yes, through corporate fraud, they get us to sign for the Social Security card, and then that makes us a ward of the state under the amendment at the end of the Civil War. That is how they operate fundamentally. But then there's all this quackery attached to it that isn't real. It's force du jour, force majeure. The elite are just engaged in piracy and open freebooting against us. Blackwater doesn't even follow their own laws. Neither does the Pentagon. They do what they want because political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. And it's political force to go shut down all these political events and get rid of the illusion that the people are buying into this. That's why they're punching people back in the nose. And that's going to fail because the true revolution of 1776, a restoration, is coming. And nothing on earth's going to stop it. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, comes out twice a week. Tomorrow people get a free copy at theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, always great having you here with us. We'll see you next week, God willing.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
You too. You too, my friend. Say hi to the wife. Okay, I'm going to come back. And I don't get into people bashing me and attacking me, but this guy is so self-righteous. Seems like he's well-meaning. But I don't know what planet he's living on. Because all I talk about is ending the Fed. All I talk about is Congress has the power to abolish the Federal Reserve. All I talk about is getting the sponsors we need and explaining that we're going to win this thing and having Ron Paul and others on supporting it. Well, this guy says I don't. He says I'm covering it up.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 7th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $963.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for at $991.13, $495.57 for a half ounce, and $247.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $991.13, $495.57, or $247.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is very fashionable to attack me, mainstream media, alternative media, and at a sick level, it's actually very good for this show. I mean, a lot of the reason this show just has doubled probably in the last 6 months in audience, affiliates, everything, it's scary, is good people spreading the word about the broadcast, but also people attacking me, and then vice versa. I wake up more people than anybody else through our organization, and then I kind of send all the people I wake up to then all the crazies and people lying about me. So what would all my enemies do without me? But I also run into a lot of people who really legitimately believe I'm bad. But I think in this instant gratification society, they must have never heard the show or never seen the Obama deception or never, you know, don't know what I'm all about. I mean, I've made 22 films and probably half of them are about abolishing the Fed and how Congress can do it. And I have guests on. I sell the Money Masters and their plan to abolish the Fed. And I have Ron Paul on, you know, back when he had 6-7 sponsors. I've been having him on supporting the fact that Congress, it's their job to abolish the Federal Reserve. I've been having him on since 1996. And that's 13 years for this. And look, I think the Federal Reserve deserves the blame, not me. I don't run the Federal Reserve. I'm calling for it to be abolished. And it's just strange because I always notice when I get attacked, it's never real. It's never true. Never. There might be 1% sometimes that's true. I mean, I guess a few of the attacks I get might be based in reality. I get too excited or interrupt people or whatever. But again, it isn't about Alex Jones. What are we going to do about these problems? But I think there's more people trying to tear me down than there are trying to end the Fed. But to say it's bad to go after Obama instead of going after Congress, we are going after Congress and both parties. But Obama was the big New World Order puppet, the one, the savior, the messianic God. Everything was being put on him, the carbon tax agenda, the open borders, the expansion of the Bank of the World that owns the Fed. And so we had to go after him with the Obama deception. And that's why the next film goes after Obama as well, because we're trying to defeat this. But I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's on YouTube. I just wanted to reach out to this guy and others who look like they really believe what they're saying. You say the Obama deception doesn't talk about going after the Fed and how Congress should do it. There's a 10-minute scene protesting the Fed and talking about the legislation to end the Fed and Congress. I mean, the film is about ending the Fed. I mean, I can't. Am I guilty for Kennedy dying? Am I guilty for Jesus being crucified? Am I guilty when it's a rain cloud above or you slip on a banana peel? I mean, It isn't about Alex Jones. Okay, let's go abolish the Fed. I mean, it's just not fair. And then there'll be a whole movement that I'm defending the Fed and don't want it abolished, and I founded it in 1913. Here it is. You guys going to play
it? The Obama deception, the Alex Jones deception, rather, is that Alex Jones never talks about who really has the power to end the Fed. Who really does have the power to end the Fed? The United States House of Representatives, the Congress.
All right, we're having a rare internet glitch. We're trying to get more internet put in here.
He never mentions the Congress in the whole movie. He never mentions the Congress anywhere. He talks about Obama.
All right,
well,
pause.
That is wrong.
That's not true. I say the Congress, both parties, the private Federal Reserve, the Congress has to abolish the Fed. I mean, that's not fair. I mean, that's not true. Next, it'll be I founded the Fed. I mean, keep playing it.
United States House of Representatives, the body of elected, the people that where Ron Paul serves, those people have the power to do that. Now, Alex Jones supporters collectively number in the millions, but possibly tens of millions of listeners and people who believe that in Alex Jones's message of restoring the constitutional republic. Well, according to the Constitution, the United States House of Representatives has way more power than the president. So we're wasting
time. That's enough. This is legitimate. This is as legitimate as saying Alex Jones doesn't support the Second Amendment. I mean, it's just, and that's the thing, is almost all attacks against me are patently 100% asinine. All we talk about is we've almost got 290. I had Ron Paul on 2 days ago about we've got almost 290 sponsors to audit, and then that leads to abolishing the Fed. I mean, I have the Army watching me in mainstream news articles because I'm trying to abolish the Fed. There's DHS reports about coming after us because we're exposing them. I mean, all I talk about is the Congress abolishing the Fed. But I guess I'm guilty. I guess everything's my fault. Okay, I did it. I'm bad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
We have a story up on Infowars.com titled Union Thugs Beat Patriot as Obamacare Town Hall in St. Louis. Now, he's going to be on Cavuto in 30 minutes. He's on O'Reilly tonight, all over TV. You're hearing him here first because they're listeners. It's on video. His client gets attacked by union thugs. And then the newspaper, you read the newspaper, it sounds like they're saying that the people who were against Obamacare, the total takeover of healthcare, we've read the bill here on air, parts of it. So we have a huge media spin going on here. So I want to go ahead and go directly to Kenneth Gladney's attorney, David B. Brown. And again, we have that story up on Infowars.com. Thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
I know you've got the newspaper there waiting on you, so let's break down. The video shows a lot. In a nutshell, what really happened, and you're calling this a hate crime?
It seems as though it is. When you have racist thugs hurling epithets at an innocent individual who's there to participate at a town hall to have a reasonable civil discourse and then gets beaten up and pummeled by three union workers, I would characterize it that way.
Well, sir, tell us exactly what happened to your client.
Kenneth was at the event. He was passing out "Don't Tread on Me," the yellow flags that are, date back to the revolutionary days. A worker or member, the union approached him and said, "What is an end like you doing passing out these flags?" Kenneth didn't know really what to say at that point. He turned and the thug clocked him in the face, punched him, and then three other individuals, two males who also worked for the SEIU union, jumped on him, proceeded to hurl racial epithets at him even more, continued to hit him about his face, his head, kick him in the back until other individuals, Tea Party people, pulled him off Mr. Gladney.
Now, we've all seen these video, or a lot of people have. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Is Kenneth the black man in the brown shirt who we see being attacked with the short hair?
The tannish color, yes.
Yes, so he's wearing a light tan, and he's African-American. That's what's crazy about this is, in my experiences, and I'm not liberal or conservative, I'm a constitutionalist, but being around the country and the world, it's liberals who'll come over and make a racial joke to you. And when I've been hanging out with conservatives my whole life here in Texas, I've never really heard conservatives at the deer camp calling black people names. But then you're hanging around with liberals. I don't know. It's maybe just in my life it's been skewed, but you got white guys and black guys attacking a black guy, calling him an N-word, the very racial derogatory term. Clearly, and then the media is saying that it's the Tea Parties or anybody that doesn't want cap and trade or anybody that doesn't want socialist health care or anybody that doesn't want to turn their guns in, that we're all Ku Klux Klan members. It doesn't matter how many black or Hispanic or Asians come out to these events as well. This could really blow up in the establishment's face.
I see your point. I'm not here to espouse any particular political opinion. I'm here to represent Mr. Gladney. It seems it seems odd that that these individuals were acting in this manner in the first place. So it remains to be seen whether they were acting at the behest of certain Democratic organizations or even the Carnahan people.
Well, let me ask you a question. What are you planning to do about this? I know your client has been at the hospital. Is he out of the hospital yet?
Yeah, he's out of the hospital. He's still, from his injuries, he's still in quite a bit of pain. We're pursuing legal action in the near future against against the union and possibly some other parties. But that that legal plan remains to be.
Well, the videos we've got from different angles show them only letting the union people in and keeping anybody else out, though this was advertised as a public meeting. And it appears that they were using the union thugs to go after people. I don't know if you saw it in St. Louis TV.
I've seen it on the Internet, and it looks as though they were given preferential treatment. I've heard of some reports in Tampa of them shipping in these RENA union slash thugs. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if these were RENA thugs, but that remains to be seen. And if they were, there's a lot more questions to be answered on the part of Representative Carnahan and his people.
Well, Obama is setting up these youth brigades in St. Louis during the campaign. I don't know if you saw it, but they ran the video with police on the news saying, if we don't like what you say about Obama, we're going to arrest you. I mean, this is getting very brown shirt. I mean, they're screaming N-word. They're beating political people up. This sounds like Nazi Germany.
Once again, I'm Alex, as much as I have opinions, I'm here to represent Kenneth. Kenneth may have more of an opinion on this than I do. It's just not my place and time.
Yeah, I would like to invite you and Kenneth on the Sunday syndicated show. So we're going to call you later today after you're on TV or over Saturday and see about getting you and Kenneth on. But how is Kenneth taking this, being punched in the face, kicked on the ground, stomped on, I mean, brutally assaulted? It looks like he's like stunned on the video that he couldn't imagine. I mean, this is just outrageous.
Well, I'm looking at Kenneth right now. He's having a lot of difficulties just getting out of the SUV right now to go over to this interview over to Fox, what we're doing right now. He's in a lot of pain. Emotionally, it's very upsetting to him that he's an ordinary guy. A lot of people try to paint, in some news reports we see, try to paint Kenneth as a conservative activist, which is farthest from the truth. He's an independent, ordinary guy that's thrust into an extraordinary set of circumstances here. He expressed to me that he doesn't feel that he fits in the left-right paradigm. It's not about the Democrats. It's not about the Republicans with him. He's just a regular man that just enjoys liberty, and that's the most important thing to him is liberty.
Let me take a wild guess. If you're a listener, is your client a listener?
I haven't asked Kenneth, so maybe after today he will be, if not already.
Yeah, well, no, it's just I coined the whole left-right paradigm situation. I'm glad to see that breaking. I've been to tea parties and events, and the people just want freedom. They know government. If the government couldn't read the 1,300-page bill, how are they going to implement the bill? You know, that's what's so incredible. We don't want cap and trade. We don't want to pay double for our energy, and we're not racist. We're not bad. And to have him yelling N-word and punching him in the nose and tackling him is just outrageous. I want you to get to your interview and get to Kenneth while he's with the media. But in 60 seconds, sir, finish up just any other key points about this event.
Well, you know, I think the tragedy here is that our country has kind of gone down a road that we may never ever come back from. Where people are scared into silence, where the freedom of expression, which is, you know, our basic First Amendment fundamental right, is being trampled upon and stifled by individuals who don't have our best interest at heart. It was kind of telling the mentality of one of the individuals, if you see it on YouTube or one of these videos that's floating around virally. They say, well, why did you, one individual says to one of the attackers, he says, why did you attack him? And they said, because he's attacking America. And Kenneth is farthest thing from attacking America. Kenneth is a, is a, is a respectable husband. He's a good member of the community. He's not affiliated with any party. This is not AstroTurf here. This is an ordinary man, once again, thrust into an extraordinary set of circumstances, and there's a lot of questions that have yet to be answered. And then that's what we're setting about to do, is to get these questions answered.
Well, he's been demonized, and we've all been demonized, and that's what...
Oh, there's a lot of things going around there just totally laughable. They got the wrong pictures of him on the Internet. Just hogwash, really, basically.
Well, that's what political goons do, is they dehumanize you by saying you're hurting America and then go after you. I'm gonna let you go, but we're going to call you back about getting you and Kenneth on Sunday. I'm going to put you on hold right now, though, and see if my producers can set something up right now, okay, and then let you get back. Thank you so much.
Alex, I'll call you in a little bit. I got to take this call, though, okay?
Okay, sorry. Thank you so much, Mr. Brown. Take care. All right, there he goes. We're going to get him and Kenneth on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Man, if I had like 20, 30 guys bowling up to me, that's when the Hulk comes out, folks. I don't mean Hulk Hogan. I mean, and I'm not claiming I'm some tough guy, but when a bunch of people start facing me down, I go into primitive mode. And look out. Just look out. This guy was very restrained after they viciously attacked him. I would have gone completely wild. I mean, it would have been, you know, because I'm not looking for trouble. I don't want to get in a fight. I've been in the hospital for 3 days with a concussion where I couldn't see. I've had a bone sticking out of my leg. I've broken bones. You know, I've been knocked out by the best of them. Thank God I grew out of that, you know, in my, you know, teenage years. But, I've put up with stuff at political events with Democrats and Republicans hitting me on the head with signs and poking me and grabbing our bullhorn and punching me in the stomach. And so I guess I've actually grown up and taken it. So I guess I did what Kenneth did and put up with it. Though there's the footage of them assaulting me at MSNBC. I'm out there in the crowd, and they start attacking me. But see, they punch me in the back and then run off. It wasn't like 10 guys in front of me going, come on, because that would just be like, I mean, it's that primitive level. It's just, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you have experienced, you're like, rather than 10 guys scaring you, you just want to like just start savaging them. I don't know how to explain it. But sounds like vacation, actually. I'm just joking around. I'm just acting tough. I'm actually a big wimp. I'm just joking. It's crazy. Point is, I don't know how he controlled himself here is my only point. I want to take some phone calls, 1-800-259-9231. That'll hit a few final news stories here in the final segment that is coming up. Right now, let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, are you thinking of having someone on from BlackAgendaReport.com?
Yes, I want to get the BlackAgendaReport.com on. I've seen their material, and John, you're always calling in to chastise me. Let me guess, I'm going to be spanked for having Dr. Jerome Corsi on earlier.
Yeah, because like I've heard Webster Tarkley point out, Obama just loves these attacks from the ultra right, the people who support the same kind of warmongering attacks and propaganda and saber rattling against Iraq, Iran, against the Palestinians. People like this Zionist Jerome Corsi agent, the CIA agent, because it makes him look like somehow he's kind of progressive. He's completely mobbed up with the same Zionist people in his own administration, the same military industrial types that Jerome Corsi represents. And so, Webster Tarkley said, he deathly afraid of any attack from the left. And I'm not hearing that
Listen, John, I appreciate your call. I knew what you were going to say. That's why we went to you first. I figured you disagreed. We had him on about the North American Union and about the birth certificate stuff, and I've had huge arguments with him about his Iran situation. And what happens is we have him on, and then all these mainline conservatives tune in, and then we deprogram them. So I wouldn't miss the mouse for the cheese. You know, we're here deprogramming people en masse. We have a lot of different points of view and perspectives on. You know, just because I have astronauts on doesn't mean that I believe that everything they're saying about the moon landings is true, but I'm forming relationships with them so I can get more info. I'm here to shatter the left-right paradigm, okay? So this isn't some orthodoxy where we have one thing here on the show. Like, we had a medical doctor on who I disagree with almost everything he said about the flu yesterday. But I said I'm going to have different perspectives on so the listeners can make up their mind. This is not some cult here. You know, this is not everything I believe, and that's the end of it. Believe me, I joked in the first hour about Corsi, keep your friends close and the operatives closer. I mean, Corsi's something else, man. But I appreciate his work on the North American Union. He does represent a faction of people that were against Bush for that. So, and he came out for 9/11 truth a little bit, then got ground for that and backed off. Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Here's a different perspective on how to cancel the IRS. I was hoping to share with Bob Chapman. The unconstitutional, never fully ratified IRS.
Or ZXQ09, a liberator form with an overall all caps letter with an all fringe flag and the Tweedledee. I'm not going to be sarcastic. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm sorry. We can save family farms also and take money away from Big Pharma or help them truly help people, and that is by with freedom. To kill the criminals' biggest cash cow with absolute freedom for farmers to grow hemp marijuana, which George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and other founding fathers were also.
Oh, I thought
farmers.
You were going to say there was some special trust we could sign and the feds would all go away instead of politically changing it. No, I agree. Hemp is better than cotton. It's better for than plastics. That's why they shut it down was Dow Chemical and DuPont. On record, had it demonized and financed reefer madness, and they made crazy movies where midgets start drinking blood and turn into vampires when they smoke it. And all the old ladies believed it and banned it, even though hundreds of varieties have no THC, they're banned too. Also, we could destroy American farmers. George Washington raised hemp, so it's got to be banned, because George Washington's anti-American.
Traditional conservatism.
But Blackwater, it's American. Yeah, oh, yeah.
But traditional conservatism, a la Dr. Ron Paul, demands total freedom for farmers. And then we can save topsoil because we won't have to be cutting down all those trees to make paper and fiber.
We've got to go along with Obama and shut down all the farms and ranches with the national ID and premises ID. It's the good thing to do for the earth. I appreciate your call, Ronnie. Tom in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Great to talk with you. I'm inspired by you quite a bit. I wanted to report to you a little bit off of the Carnahan story. And I called there 3 days ago and talked with his staff trying to get information about town hall meetings. And they said they had nothing scheduled. So we're being derailed of our constitutional rights by calling into our congressman's office.
All these congressmen, Republican and Democrat, they only tell their supporters about these meetings to stage media events to make it look like everybody's buying it, but then even their own people are grabbing them, so now they've got to have thugs to enforce.
Well, they denied they had anything scheduled, and he passed me off with the number to his St. Louis congressional office. I called there. They also denied that he had any town hall meetings scheduled, and that was less than 48 hours before the news hit the paper.
What you've got to do is, there are a lot of disgruntled Democrats and Republicans who get these letters, and people got to post it on Facebook and YouTube and MySpace where they all are. And then we're going to force them to cancel all the meetings and totally prove the government's illegitimate. I mean, this is revolution, brother.
I feel like my constitutional rights were denied me. I wasn't able to be a part of the discourse at the meeting, less than 10 minutes from my home, and it's my own congressman's office, and I'm getting him from false information.
Well, I mean, he wants your bank account, sir. The Goldman Sachs needs all your money. You need to be his slave. You belong to him. He's not going to let a slave know about a meeting. This was a staged media event. The armed thugs had to deal with people.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
T-shirts and more varieties than anywhere else you'll find. We are defiling their God, their gun-grabbing, America-hating, not even... Just everything about the guy's a fraud. It's not even really African, 6.5%. Just everything about this slime ball is fake. And we are exposing Lord Obama. The T-shirts are in, shipping out, order all the different varieties at InfoWars.com or get your InfoWars.com Joker Obama t-shirt by calling 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, get the Obama deception and make copies and get it out to everybody. In 1 hour and 5 minutes, I'm going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the audio streams as the Joker. I've never tried to be the Joker, so it'll be an acting debut for me. But I'm going to do the Joker in support of Obama. Okay, so kind of the spirit of Obama and the spirit of the New World Order ripping everybody off. And we'll also take some phone calls for the Joker. So just on record, I don't politically actually believe in any of the things I'm going to say in an hour. I'm saying these as if it was the true psychotic mind of the New World Order. You understand? So I'm going to get wound up. You want to tune in, internet only, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com on the audio streams coming up, and we're going to archive it to the PrisonPlanet.tv area. We're also going to put up a YouTube, and it's gone live up on InfoWars.com. The new YouTube about the $1,000 contest for putting up the Obama flyers. People are very, very excited about that. And you can go out and do a contest And even if you're not going to be part of the contest and videotape it and put it on YouTube, go out and put up the flyers everywhere. The Obama Joker $1,000 video contest. And I'm launching another one, a $1,000 contest for next Friday as well. We're going to post of your best imitation of Obama the Joker, but telling us the truth, really coming out with the evil and how he's scamming us and raping us and how, as a psychopath, he enjoys it. And post those to YouTube and send us to us, and we'll pick the best one next week. We'll post all the good ones on Infowars.com and everywhere else. Look, I know I got loaded phone lines here, and I want to take your calls, but I won't be here. The Joker will be here coming up in 1 hour. 1 hour from now, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Will not be on the AM and FM dial, will not be on Global Shortwave. It will not be on the satellites. It will be internet-only special in 1 hour, and the Joker will take your phone calls. Because, hey, look, this Joker thing's hit a big chord. You really get to see how ghoulish he is by, you know, cutting through the mind control of him supposedly being a wonderful, dear African-American to the fact that he's a cold, hard corporate psychopath. Oh, the Joker's coming. I can feel him. So you'll want to stay with us for that. Coming up in 1 hour. And we got the contest coming up all over Austin, our flyers. They're all over New York. I'm getting confirmed reports. Send us photos of your tagging. I'll give a $500 prize to the person with the best photo of their tagging. That's a photo contest, but you can't be in both, video and the photo. Oh, hell, you can. Whatever. Three contests, $3,000 in prizes, because there's some other prizes involved, some second and third places. Retransmission starts in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say great job with the crew and everybody else. We'll go into retransmission for 1 hour, and then in 60 minutes, the Joker will be sitting right here where I'm sitting. You don't want to miss it. Tell everybody to tune in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.